Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
What about us? Somebody asked that question this morning on the Helios Biblios Hour, the Book of the Sun. I am your host, Dry Bones, and we are going to get connected today. Mind, body, and soul, we about to put it down. We ain't got time to waste. Time is of the essence, and time don't wait for no one. So let us get ready for one of these, I say, facts matter program. And like MJ said, what about the earth? And what about us is what this program, today's program is called Three the Hard Way, Fact or Fiction. And I want to thank all y'all from the top of this program for all the info, intel that goes to and fro, up and down in the earth. We thank y'all for everything that y'all been sending. Of course, we have to do the fact checking and make sure all things are in order so no one can say they lying. Even if you say we lying, in your heart, you're like, you know, you're a propagandist or somebody who just likes to debate with everything. That's fine. But facts do matter, and it's time that we found out why. Let's get started. The movie Three the Hard Way, Jim Kelly, Fred Williamson, Jim Brown, at the height of their careers, they made a movie called Three the Hard Way. At the time, we just thought it was a great sci-fi movie. Three super black heroes. See, we always had black heroes. We had three super black heroes. One in the martial arts, got all of us in the D-Lo. We all wanted to be Bruce Lee, noon chucking and making broomsticks and the weapons. We just had a golf ball, making pretend like we making movies and shit. These guys helped precipitate that. That's Fred Williamson, Jim Brown, and Jim Kelly. Enter the Dragon, Jim Kelly. And the premise of this movie was at the height of Let's Get Whitey, because mostly all the movies that come on the Griot Channel, and you see that we after Whitey. And so, not holding back, this was a prime one to be really mad at Whitey. I mean, to go off. Because they had like these diabolical neo-Nazi scientists, similar to like the CDC. I'm not making this up. Now, fact or fiction, today should go be your day. And so he said, wait a minute. This movie, and they had these three sisters that would torture you through sex. I mean, that's what the first time I learned back in the 70s, you could torture a motherfucker with some sex. You're like, damn. He came out sweating and shit. They do, I mean, whatever they put on him, shit, I have not been close to that one yet. So we go really think about that one right there. This movie had it all. Superhero spies bringing down a super syndicate of neo-Nazis that were want to take over. Now, you might think this is fiction, but in a minute, you're going to find out this is facts. The premise takes place in Detroit, Michigan. Fact or fiction? Did they have a water problem in that bad boy? High concentration of blacks, high concentration of white, predominantly white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. This is their own lingo. Now, I'm using the lingo of this so-called, so y'all don't think, I do have the book right here. I will pull it out in a little while, of all homeland domestic terrorists. So if you think you're not on the list, we'll find that out later on. If you think you're not on the list, regardless of what you may think, guarantee it, it's in this dictionary I got called the Domestic Terrorist Dictionary. Now, let's get busy. The movie was about specifically targeting a racial group. Based on DNA, they were going to slip in this so-called virus into the water system, would not touch anybody else, but would touch the black people with the proper DNA. Fact or fiction, can they do that today? Well, when I open up the lines, I want to see y'all tackle this type of stuff today. Some reality stuff. And tell me if it's fact or fiction. Didn't they specifically have high government ties? I mean, high government ties. and decided that they was going to put it in the water. The whole premise was to stop them from doing it. They already had it all planned out. Of course, our superheroes, Jim Kelly, Jim Brown, and Fred Williamson, came through in the movie. Stop the diabolical neo-Nazi. Now, let's go with the diabolical neo-Nazi scientists now. Now, we all know fact or fiction. Today, you're going to ask yourself this while I'm talking. Ask yourself in your own head. Didn't neo-Nazis take over the United States? I mean, didn't we hear this, read this, know this? Ain't that a fact? So this movie, you ask yourself today if this movie is made up or what. Now, all of a sudden, you ask yourself, well, what type of technology are they using? And so they're in laboratories messing with serious viruses to target different groups. Now, in the movie, they had a compound. They had politicians visiting them. I mean, the actors were all the white actors that was well known and everything back in them days. They played in this one. And they were loyal to the cause of the Germanic Anglo-Saxon Protestant belief system, which would be considered white supremacy. Now, it's in the domestic terrorist book, White Supremacy. It's not like they don't know. And they call it ZOG and Zionist Occupational Government. I mean, this is kind of like old news. But to me, it shouldn't be old news at all. I mean, it should be old news to you. Because at the same time this movie was made, real neo-Nazis was hanging out with the Nation of Islam. Now, this is a fact. Or is it fiction? Y'all go look that up. If the neo-Nazis is hanging with the Nation of Islam prior to this movie being made, then ask yourself some questions. Now, let's get back to the movie now. And let's speed it up into real life. Know that Disney brought in every Nazi and changed their names. This is documented. If this is the facts, is it fiction that they made a movie about a white supremacist group of Anglo-Saxon Protestants from mainly Germanic tribes enlisting in a get rid of everybody darky scheme? And you telling me today the same groups that are in power today got the same connections to the groups that was in power back then. And so what we are seeing is a prophecy of your own doing. How many times can you be warned that you allow the same script to be played? Let's play the movie back now today. They got the technology to kill every darkie if they want to. Let's just use the terms they probably using in the Aryan Nations. So once they kill all the darkies, the number one people they claim they hate is the Jews. Now, I'm trying to figure out where this connection come in where black folks think, are you connected to this group that they hate the most? If you believe you are, you better be worried about what's coming your way real soon. Now, this is coming out of their own publication, so you won't be able to blame anybody but yourself for this program. Now, it's funny that three people who trying to stop this neo-Nazi takeover of the world through a sinister government that we know exists called the New World Order, called the UN. Y'all know this exists. This is coming from the movie. And today, they're able to get everybody there. Cut the water off of Detroit pipes. They made that a hellhole with the water. You didn't get no help, did you, Detroit? Reverend Pinckney, everybody tried to help. You got some water, but you didn't get the monetary relief that it takes. That's because you're under an experiment of Frieda Hardaway. They had the experiment on the city first. Same city they said in the movie. Ain't that a coincidence? Then it goes further. They got the right DNA. They got to get the right group at the right time to believe that they are trying to help them through a vaccination that's going to help everybody. It's utopic. That's out the same book of the Turner Diaries. Look up the Turner Diaries. It's a utopic play on white supremacy, bringing supreme utopia to the world once eradicated of the darkies. Now, this is a book that is well documented. But here it is in real life, so you can see how real this is. We had three people in the movie who was trying to stop the diabolical plan. In the movie, they stopped it. In real life, they're dead. One of them was the Haitian, Genevieve, who was assassinated in his home in Port-au-Prince by a group of mercenaries. The Caribbean countries has been eligible for free vaccine through COVAX schemes run by the World Health, the WHO. We said this how many times? The WHO organization. Who loves you, baby? As well as the global vaccine charities. But Mose had notably refused AstraZeneca shots. Only days after his murder, the U.S. dispatched vaccines to Haiti together with the team of FBI agents. This means that Haiti is now no longer the only country in the Western Hemisphere not to accept the COVID injection. That's one. I wonder who he's going to be. Let's make him Fred Williamson. Number two. We'll make this one Jim Kelly. Now, in the movie, Jim Kelly was whooping all kind of ass. Just like, you know, until he got the Han and Enter the Dragon, you know, Han whooped his ass with the hand of steel. The hand of steel. And in this movie, and it is a movie with reality and facts in it. So it got fiction and facts. We're gonna figure out which one you believe it is. Now, here's Jim Kelly. Soon after, President John Magufuli of Tanzania had declared the vaccine dangerous. He passed away from a heart ailment. I call that Jim Kelly because, see, Jim Kelly got killed into the Dragon, you know. So I put a heart ailment, huh? Now let's go on further. This is what he said. I didn't say this. He said it. In February 2021, his health minister had told the media, "We are not yet satisfied with those vaccines and have been clinically proven safe." We're not satisfied. It was clinically proven safe. Quote, "You should stand firm." This is what he did. This is what he told his health minister told him. "You should stand firm. Vaccinations are dangerous. If the white," this is not me saying this. This is Tanzania. My man, Tanzania man, saying this in a quote, not me quoting, so get this straight. He says, "If the white man was able to come up with a vaccination, he should have found a vaccination for AIDS by now. He would have found a vaccination for tuberculosis by now. He would have found a vaccination for malaria by now. He would have found a vaccination for cancer by now." Magufuli had warned in January 2021, the former chemistry, he's a chemist teacher. He also trashed the PCR test by demonstrating how goat and a papaya fruit had both tested positive for the COVID-19. Wow. He even went as far, so just because you don't know what's going on in the world probably, but if you do, please help me when I open up the mics. In the world, the former chemist man demonstrated it, and then he went to view the PCT test and shared it with international trial lawyer Dr. Renard Fergenick. Look him up, Renard Fergenick. That's Fuellich, who had long historical class action lawsuit. Guess where, everybody? In Germany and in the U.S. against Christian Drosten, who and other scientists created this PCR testing protocols used to diagnose COVID-19. Now, that was number two, three the hard way. Got number two. Here goes number three. Then we're going to start this program off. Number three, three the hard way, Burundi. Late President Pierre Nkurunziza was harshly criticized for not advancing the notion of injections against SARS-CoV-2. Remarkably, in the current president, because he gone too. They didn't even say how he was gone. This is what they say. The current president, his name is Nyodayi Shihiya, now described the virus as Burundi's worst enemy. So, free the hard way is real, and it could be a fact. Just so you know how real it is, before I start, you know we got to bring some facts to the table. You just want to hear me run my mouth, do you? It's like you won't be saying he just running his mouth. No, we running some facts, because facts matter on this program. And guess what? We got the facts right here. Listen up, and we'll open the lines up. Three, the hard way. The real story.
In Dar es Salaam, Tanzanian flags are at half-mast to honor a leader the world suspects was hoist on his own petard. President John Magufuli, perhaps the world's foremost COVID denier, may well have been a COVID victim. There's no suggestion of that in the Tanzanian newspapers, however. Talk of coronavirus in the country is effectively forbidden. This man said the nation had lost a brave leader. It was painful enough to make him cry. This is the president who told his people to pray COVID away. Even better, he suggested, was to inhale steam while in prayer. Magufuli denounced vaccines and dismissed coronavirus test kits as faulty because they returned positive results on samples taken from a goat and a pawpaw. Last night, the Tanzanian vice president told the nation that John Magufuli had died.
Joseph Magufuli.
She said he had passed away due to a heart disease which he'd been battling for the last 10 years. She made no mention of coronavirus. Tanzania's main opposition leader, the man Magufuli defeated in October's presidential election, now lives in exile in Belgium.
It is poetic justice. President Magufuli defied the world on the struggle against corona. He refused to take the basic precautions that people all over the world are being told to take in the fight against corona.
The president made his last public appearance at the end of February. As rumors spread that he was sick with coronavirus, his government tried to reassure people. As recently as last Friday, the prime minister declared the president healthy and working hard. President Magufuli thumbed his nose at the world and denied coronavirus to protect Tanzania's economy. The big question now is, will his successor maintain a fiction that looks even more implausible after his death? John Irvine, News at 10, Nairobi.
World news, baby, on this program. You're getting world news, and we about to open the mics now. This is right here in America. The same premise movie is actually happening around the world. Let's go to 8554. We're about to get busy on this one.
All right, let's get busy. Okay, June 26, 1974. That's the date the movie was released. That's the 8. Fact or fiction comes up to 8. PCR, the way it's spelled, 11. Eugenics comes up to 11. PCR test, 9. Virus, 9. AstraZeneca, 9. Welcome Trust, 10. Now, Welcome Trust, I tell the family now, go back and look up our article entitled COVID-19 Vaccine Developers, Oxford, AstraZeneca Linked to British Eugenics Movement. The article came back and came out December 28, 2020, and it's connected with what you've been saying right now. Continue on with the numbers. 3. What About Us, the song you played by Michael Jackson, comes up to 3. the director of the movie, Gorton Parks Jr., that adds up to a 3.
Yeah.
White supremacy, 5. Detroit, Michigan comes up to the number 10. Welcome Trust comes up to the number 10. The World Health Organization comes up to another 10. CDC comes up to another 10. And let's deal with the 6 for a minute. Haiti is a 6. 3 the Hard Way is a 6. U.S. intelligence, which is involved with this COVID-19 vaccine thing, is also a 6. Neo-Nazis comes up to the number 22. It's all in the numbers, baby.
Hey. All I can say is, woo-wee, that's better than here. Damn.
Let me say this before you move on. With that being said, I'm going to probably say this tomorrow on another show. Brother, conserve your energy, preserve your time, because unfortunately, all this information we've been putting out for the past year, guess what's happening? People are still getting in line, getting the shot. Two of my neighbors told me the day before yesterday that they went and got the shot. So I'm going to stop getting mad. I'm going to stop getting upset. I'm going to conserve the energy for myself and the information who is willing to accept it. Got to move on. That's all I can say, bro.
Hey, no one would ever dispute that premise, because you got to take care of your own environment first, and stress. It can be very stressful for amongst people that are close to around families and friends who have now taken on Free the Hard Way, the symbol, because in order for this to take place, they got to have people who are participating either ignorantly or non-ignorantly. They don't care if you don't know ignorantly. They're like, hey, if you ignorant to it, they have no problem with that one. That's it's the one
that
got
that's what feed, and that's, brother, you said it right on it. That's a good point, because this is what's feeding this monster. If more people, in reality now, this would be nice to have this go through this way. If more people would just resist it, even said no, probably we'd be talking about somewhere else right now. But if people continue to feed in and fall into the fear, it's going to keep going. It's like a feedback loop.
And just like you said earlier, the I want y'all to realize what he just said with all the numbers. For these 3 men, I wish y'all could look up these African names for me. I know they're big. If these 3 men, Haiti, Tanzania, and Burundi. Now, these people said they educated. Y'all know the Africans go to school for real. They over here strictly for going to school, basically. Let's be real about it. So for them to be a chemist, it's like you can't have no objectivity with this COVID-19, everybody. I hope y'all listening. No objection. It's no objective thought here. It's either you go along with it or you this, that, this, and you ask a question. So now I'm asking everybody, because, you know, we got everybody here. If you just fled a country, people, all who listening, I'm here in South Florida, all you coming from Nicaragua, Venezuela, you are actually a sacrifice. I'm going to tell you again. They want you to play this part. They want you to go up off the road. They don't pay your people who are rich. All your people that's in your country that's living, they super rich. And they able to buy real estate all over the earth right now. So y'all better pay attention to what is happening with that boy. And again, if you let everybody in, this is part of the new game with the 3 the Hard Way. See, the scientists knew. They used the water already. So now they got the vaccine. All you got to do is have people come in and say they got it. Even if they don't got it, y'all going to believe it. So that's where they are. Let's get some more calls. I want y'all to stick on this 1 minute, 3 the Hard Way. Stick on. I
just three means original man. I got to put that out there.
3 the Hard Way. Hey, three original men from Africa, the one y'all love to death, you Afrocentrics. Wonder why y'all ain't talking about that. 1300. 1300, you on the Helios.
Yes. Greetings, my brother. Greetings to the family. Greetings to the Dry Bones Connecting family. I totally agree with what the brother said. I mean, family, at this time, you don't have the luxury to be scared anymore. You don't have the luxury to waste time anymore. You don't even have the luxury to be debating one another anymore. we waste so much energy and time debating with each other, and we're so like not grounded and focused that we're not paying attention to anything that's going on around the world. I mean, you got protests all over the world. You got North Korea, they starving over there. So you know they're going to get ready to pull some moves. But I want to read this real quick, bro. Biden's $1.2 trillion bipartisan brick-and-mortar bill and its Democratic $3.5 trillion social welfare and environmental reconciliation counterpart are hindering discussions with the Republicans over raising the debt ceiling after the 2019 deal expired last month. And the Treasury Department started operating under extraordinary measures. Can you hear that? That's over $5 trillion that this guy trying to create out of thin air because they've pissed all the money away, family. These trust funds,
wow.
These banks, the central banks. Listen, family, please prepare, man, because we can't even afford war no more. That's why they're bringing all the troops on. Once you can't afford war, your U.S. dollar index is going to automatically drop. So now you're not going to be in any of the basket of currencies that they trade on the markets. So what this means, family, we're vulnerable right now as a country. Then you got the virus, but just like Dry Bones and the brother said, that's why the coronavirus is connected to the economic war. It's connected to the pharmaceutical war, the biological war, and all of this stuff is the vaccine passport and technology. And the digital dollar is going to all be connected. That's why, family, you got to get to the point where you think global, you're thinking global economics, global finance.
Klaus Schwab, COVID-19, the Great Reset. Get that book. Zach backs up what you just said.
That's what it is. Family, go back to 19, I believe it is, what was it, 1907, the panic of 1907. The bank panic of 1907 occurred during a six-week stretch starting October 1907. Basically, the U.S. Treasury, led by Secretary Leslie Shaw, engaged in large-scale purchases. They call them government bonds. So this is where we at now. This is how all this stuff is tied in. Nobody wants to invest in the U.S. government treasuries anymore. That's why our government is about to shut down. It's about to shut down because it can't afford to operate anymore because they printed so much money. And this guy here, he's trying to print $5 trillion more out of thin air. When you do that, family, you cause hyperinflation, family. I know you feeling the stress and the pressure at the pump, at the grocery store. You feeling it. But we're not standing firm about it and doing anything about it.
Yeah.
We got to organize and fight back, man.
This is why I listen to a lot of shows y'all do with us, and everybody say solution. Solution-based means that what we've given people is the facts. Your mind has to come up with a solution at your time and frame of where you at in this scenario here. So basically, you're telling the family, and I'm going to give you some food for thought. If you really ain't a cooker, everybody, this is something you better think about. If you ain't really used to cooking a lot, if something goes out, you better get those 3 months supply to 6 months supply of food. Not I'm talking about the ones that can last 25 years, can last years.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'm going to give you.
Yep.
These are simple things.
Yep.
If you don't do that now.
And they have the solar powered generators and panels too. You can get those generators. I mean, the thing probably about $300-$400, and you get you about 2 or 3 panels. Man, you can run a stove. You can run, you know, a little small electronic, keep your phone charged up, you know, maybe keep your refrigerator running.
I don't want people to say we're giving you panic, but we're going to give you why we're saying this. Why we're saying this is because if you check what's going on globally, other countries are losing electricity, y'all. I'm bringing some more calls in, 5192. I want y'all to stay on the line. Y'all know the game here. Again, can't have a lot of noise. We're going to target you out, and then that's it. That's how we're going to do this.
Hey, my brother, what's really happening? man, this thing is like a movie theater popcorn, but if they can't really see it, what's going on, and because we're going to be, a lot of us going to be held accountable, you know, and you know what I mean? Because we're doing our job, but the ones who really can't see the nonsense in between the nonsense going on, you know, like politicizing the boogeyman and so forth, and not understanding what the brother just said as far as a global economics when they talking about net zero carbon emissions and the carbon tax to breathe, paying to breathe, like the sisters always tell us by, so we're going to have to pay to breathe, because if you're talking about net zero emission carbon and we give off carbon as humans, then you've already reached the stage of AI and or on another level where, you know, you can't, like this new infrastructure bill is going to bring in a lot of things where you're going to have to basically ask, can I drive this morning depending on my political views? So when we go back to when Nixon went to China and we look at that structure, what I always talk about, the isms, and you're talking about capitalism and the ism fact, and then going to a new economic thing, a new economic plateau where we talk about the reset. Because you could only go so many zeros. Now they reached that point, and now we're talking a reset. And I talked about that in Brexit. And, man, like the brother, and we cannot be any clearer. This is the time of getting ready to survive, man, going back to that cement, that charcoal, and learning how to build. And this is the time when you step up and put your Boy Scout britches on, a boy, Girl Scout britches on, because you know how to barter and network and all that, and forget about the race game. It's a done dot, man. So serious.
Didn't Biden just come out and say the other day about he want in a certain, I forgot what year it was, but he got a target year to have all electric cars, and then you were talking about the carbon tax and everything. I can't understand the fact that, like, here, when they told people, okay, you got to start wearing the mask inside again, the people here did the opposite. They're wearing them outside. You breathing in your own carbon. 90 fucking degree weather, you walking around outside with mask on. I don't get it, bro.
And the brain needs certain oxygen, a certain amount of oxygen, to in order for the body to function. And if you cut that off in the middle of a humid period, where you need that oxygen, not including, you know, underlying hidden conditions. Not that we're not discounting the virus or that pandemic, but just on a ecological, metaphysical, scientific level, where we could apply oxygen and see H2O and the different function that it takes to connect and make the body go.
So
come
these
on,
are science,
bro. Right. We kill ourselves.
And mandating the mask for the children in the schools.
If this is the case, y'all making much sense. I'm going to let y'all roll heavy duty today. If this is the case, then these scientists who are doing this so-called plotting and strategizing to get this about, they mean they got the school system under control as well. That means that they got to have these teachers and different people in place to go along with your children breathing their own. Now, we played the tape. We said it. The Democratic Party, anytime, and I don't know how long we can say this, anytime you let a party hold a function, everybody, and say we must eat the babies and the black community ain't nervous, 3364.
Wow.
You are there. 3364, you are there. 3364. Okay, well, we're going to
keep
going.
You hear me, brother? You hear me?
Yeah.
Hey,
yes,
I got
sir.
You hear me, right?
So,
I got to say, this Friday is Friday the 13th, so y'all keep your eyes open on this Friday, the 13th.
It's 8-8 today, too.
Yes, sir.
The snake eating his tail today, twice. 8-8. That's, what's your thoughts on, man, these Three the Hard Way? I know you've seen Three the Hard Way. And,
that move was right on time, man. That was right on time when they tried to poison the water supply, them Nazis. Mm-hmm. And so it is what it is, man. That's what they do, bro. And it's a fun time to be alive, man. I love it, bro. I love all this shit right here, man. You can't make this shit up, man.
No, you can't make it up. No, that's why
I'm I want to give thanks to Sister Antoinette and Brother Radium. That was a good class last night, man. Brother Ray, Sister Antoinette, and my man Tariq came in with some more knowledge.
Brother
all
Tariq
them, y'all,
came
bro,
in?
That was,
oh,
you know,
man.
Good class.
That's
yes,
good.
Sir.
Brother Tariq came back in there. All right. Sister Antoinette got him coming back all in there. That's all right. Let's go. Keep it moving, y'all. I love it. That's good. Now, let's go back with that because I know it was Mark, MLK, the driver, and then all this stuff is going on at the same time. We got espionage galore during the civil rights movement, everybody. Actually, many of these scientists were developing at the time of the civil rights movement.
Mm-hmm. And see, a lot of it ain't no accident. Behind the scenes, financing Dr. King, and see, I'm going to tell y'all something. I think Bill Cosby made a big-ass mistake, man, when he went out there saying he wanted to buy NBC and the Cleveland Browns, all right? See, what he should have done, like gangster style, man, if that would have been me or y'all, I would have hired somebody ghost to go by the damn NBC and be in the scene behind the scene like a gangster, man. That's the way a gangster roll, man. Bill
Cosby
should have
done
that, man.
Hold on. Let's go there. Let's go. Beautiful point. How about Byron Allen? Remember Byron Allen brought the Weather Channel. Yeah, brought the Weather Channel. No one even knew. So, I mean, think about that, though. But let's go there because at this time, all this connects together. Everybody, think about it. They was already in the mix with CBS. Some of the most highest profile people running those companies was Red Fox. Clint Wilson, everybody, was big money makers. Then you had Bill Cosby. Now, what y'all take on all these celebrities that at this time was making all this money? What do you think, Brother West?
They got to be gangster with it, man. You can't, you high-profile Negro, you got the paper, you just be in the background, man. That's what Ted Turner do, man. Okay, like I told y'all up here, I know a lady that she went to McDonald's and bought this old white dude a sandwich, right?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know who he was. After he ate the sandwich, he walked up to Sister Girl and shook her hand. She pulled her hand back. Ted Turner gave her a fat, big head 100. Walking around looking like a bum, man. That's how you do it, bro.
Wow.
Hey, hold on. He ain't making this up. I'm going to go back what he just said. They got people who was a black guy was walking to work. I'm not making this up. He was walking to work real far. And some white dude who was rich watched him go to work on time, brought him a bad-ass car in Georgia. Look it up.
Mm-hmm. Didn't that happen in Michigan, too?
I don't know. I just know this one dude was walking like 16 miles. He was doing a lot of walking to go to his job. And they was watching him, and the dude brought him a bad-ass car. Now, let me go with that premise.
Didn't they do that with Eddie Murphy and Trading Places, the two white dudes that he had to, Brewster, Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor.
Brewster's Millionaire.
Brewster's Millionaire. Yeah. He had to do a certain thing.
Too.
Yeah. Now, let's just say that these things are philanthropy, which is a number one craft in the craft. You must be a philanthropist because that is what creates what we talking about today. Now, is philanthropy good? Yes. Philanthropy be bad? Yes. It's good and evil at the same damn time. Think about it. All black colleges are started by white people. Should we hate those white people? Because look how many great blacks they produce. That's what they're going to say. You understand where I'm coming from? So let's hear that one. How did these whites who did this great thing, who does these great things, they finance stuff that we still believe in because Ted Turner.
And that's a good point, but we got to be careful with that too because, you financing everything, but we also got to put in the point where, well, you give them somebody the money, that's a way of controlling them too.
Right.
But, through indoctrination. because I was in the Bahamas like some years ago, and I met this educated brother, and he went to one of the he was a Jesuit. I was like, what? I said, what school did you go to? He said, yeah, proud Jesuit. And I was like, whoa. But his thinking was on another level. And I was like, okay. Yeah, but I knew where he was at with his political views. You know what I mean? Straight Jesuit. He had Jesuit views.
And now that German thing, which through the highway, let's go to that. Now, this the white man. Now, remember, y'all, I don't know if y'all listen, but the black African brother, Jim Kelly African, he said he went to the court. They got a historic, no one even talks about this historic class action lawsuit in Germany and the United States against Christian, I gave y'all a name, Christian Dorsten. Now, no one names this guy. Now, in the movie Three the Hard Way, it was that little guy who was a genius. Y'all remember the movie? He's a very good white actor. He played in a lot of good movies afterwards. He always played that evil, diabolical side. Just look him up, the one who was the mad scientist in Three the Hard Way. Y'all just take a look at some of the people that's in power now. And if y'all don't see and look up the resemblance of some of these people, Merkel. You know Germany is still the number one nation in Europe as we speak. Now, what does that mean? That means that there's going to be some propaganda going on. I want y'all to look up for this. Those of you who listen to Trump and all this, everything going on stuff as well, he in it too. Don't fool yourself. He in it too, because here how it worked. Only country that ain't got no problem, no passport, no nothing, can go there and everything. You get a weapon, but you got to go through a lot of shit to be a citizen in this country over in Europe. And I know y'all all should know what I'm talking about, that what country that is. The same country y'all just said was over the Great Crusaders. Now, the Vatican, y'all better jump in. I'm getting ready to go with this because, see, we're running hard today. See, the Vatican is behind every – y'all send it to me. I'll go look it up. The Vatican sent the – Shalene sent me something about the Pope. We did the Pope, the Jesuit Wars, all that. We just showed all – the Jesuit
Wars. Hey, Bones, I sent you that article, too. I sent you that article, too, about the Pope. He gave some type of – he wrote some type of order over the church of Rome, and he got rid of the Latin, I think they call it the Latin worship that they do in Latin. He took all of that out of the Church of Rome now. So
yeah,
they're gonna be going at it with the Latins. So
and it says the article stated that it's called the New Roman Era. Now, he held up the Holy Basilica, and he did all these great things. And as he's doing this, I'm going to tell y'all globally, they put the Boat of Horus back into the museum just yesterday. No news on it, except for when you send me stuff. What y'all send was taking it somewhere else. And when you start looking at, let me see the word, put it in there, boom, you into something else. Like, damn. So it takes these words that y'all send and look at what they're saying. They just did the biggest ritual in the world, everybody, right before your very eyes, because you watching.
He canceled the Latin Mass decree. The Latin Mass decree.
There you go.
He canceled it.
Now, he canceled a Latin Mass decree. Ain't that something? Y'all better. Now, we're going to do a show on that. Somebody do it before us. Please invite me, please. Please invite me. Because that's amazing they can do to the whole Catholic world. And Latin is mean Roman rule. Just because you say you're from Latin America, that only means you of Latin, means you under Roman rule. That's just how it works. I don't know how far y'all want to go today with this information, but we're going to go deep as y'all want to go. The rabbit hole is deep, everybody. Now, we're going to get into a whole new segment right quick, because the Three the Hard Way, to this day, I got the lines open. Hit the number one button if y'all want to talk, because guess what? Haiti was the last country. Immediately. Did y'all hear what it said? Immediately, after the death, a U.S. team went into the country already ready to go and give vaccination. Now, this is amazing. You, what have you ever seen?
Well, Biden said with his beige suit on this week, if you're not, he said the unvaccinated, you are the pandemic. That's what he
right.
said out of
now,
his mouth.
That came out of his mouth. Now, I'm hoping people listening because we got to get deep. Now, what kind of alien force? Because remember, the neo-Nazis or the real Hitler, the real people, the real Aryan, the real believer, he believes in Aryan. Aryan is Hindu, Hinduism. That's all that Aryan nation means is Hinduism. Y'all can look it up if you want to right now if you want to. So Indo-European would lead you to the clue in etymology as well as in numbers. So Indo, so let's go with this. India is about to make billions of dollars because they hold a lot of the power source. And think about what y'all just said. Tesla, somebody sent me something about Tesla being a part of the technology on the feed, I think, Brother G. Y'all sent it. Tesla, of course it's Tesla. They tell you with the car, it's Tesla. So if it's Tesla, you know how much energy? That's why they had to make the crypto. They had to use Tesla technology. Crypto needs generators. They said the hotel that your boy
absolutely
had, he had a hotel in New York. Everybody should know it. I think Brother Horn was into the knowledge deep back in them time. I think he might have said he had a hotel in New York that was a generator. Tesla. He did all his experiment with high power. Brother West say free. How high can you go if you can generate the falling of a bridge through vibration? They did that already. How far can you go if he said, I got an earthquake machine? And then you die poor.
Wow.
And then he died poor, everybody, if y'all don't know. I've been to the same Coral Castle here in Florida, the same people that Carl Tuckerson went to. See, I hope y'all know he went to the slave nation. That's why he went to where? Hungary. Slavic. He went to, see, there's only one slave nation fighting Europe right now. The same one. The same ones from the slave Slavic wars that the name came from.
Hey, Dry Bone, and interesting, when Tucker was interviewing the Hungarian president, he was speaking everything sovereign, like land, people. We got to that's why they protected their borders, in order to protect their people, land, and something else, but it all came back to sovereignty. And I was like, oh, shoot. It was interesting. That interview was very interesting.
And that
land,
was that, and that's a Slavic nation. That is where the slaves, the Moors, the slaves, Africa, all comes into play, where they know. They know. The borders, you let people in your borders. That's in your own Bibles, everybody. And now what do? When you can't get in your borders, you make a vaccine nation. That means, y'all better, actually means vacate the nation.
And that's what's going on right now, Dry Bones. You got a lot of borders being locked down. I mean, that's this whole thing with lockdown and Canada, they got their borders locked down.
Absolutely.
Germany got their borders locked down.
Y'all know what this is about.
Cuba.
I told you, Three the Hard Way was a movie that said we're going to kill you DNA. Now, I'm going to tell y'all right now. You can, those of you listening, I know y'all going to be cool. Those of you in the outer realm listening, what better plan to use the same people, the originators of propaganda, physically, mentally, put them in a situation of forgetfulness by using these variant names. I'm going to name the names. These are the seven systems. Those of you who will know what I'm talking about, we're about to get deep, y'all. Alpha, Delta, Beta, Gamma, Iota, Kappa, Epsilon. They got these variants already projected to come out in a time frame. I got the list. All you got to do is look it up in the CDC. Just go in there. They'll guide you. They want to pump this up. who would name them? And it says, it even gives the transmission. Those of you who don't even read.
The Boule, the Boule, the Boule,
yeah.
French Boule.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby.
Think about it, y'all. I just
Martin Luther King.
We're going to get into all this. This is the name of the variant. There's a time sequence for this. It's a map that shows you the whole thing. I sent it to some of y'all already. I said these are the seven strands. I gave it to y'all on email so y'all can see the visuals. You punch down. They show you how many vaccines still need to be effective. They got a list already prepared. Now, 2025, everybody. I've been to the Georgia Guidestones. I felt the energy. That's why I'm very afraid for people who don't understand that death is a ritual. And it's going to be on a high level. See, Mayotte was a woman before she sent you into getting weighed. Look what the mother, look what this woman does. She has you wait with your body being petrified and getting ready for walking through these eons of whatever they got you walking through before you meet the Mayotte. Think about what they're saying to you. They saying your heart been weighed in the balance and you've been found wanting. That same saying is in Daniel. For those of you Bible people don't know, the same book, same thing, same story, same alien story. I've been watching Alien. I'm probably planning on going to an alien convention on some of this stuff soon. And it's going to be in one of these areas of the brass. See, Mr. Pillow and all them, we going to check out what they're about to do. And I will come back and with a report. They're about to do a cyber. They can't kill you like they used to, everybody. That's why Through the Hard Way was so cool and diabolically smooth. They said, you know what, we get them through water. But they tried it. It's too embracive. Everybody gets it. Everybody. Now, here's going where it's going to make y'all think. The group that ain't even taking the shots is black people. They already going to knock you out. 70% of you in New York would be locked out of gym soon because you haven't even taken the shot. So they know who they're going to target because you never spoke out because you believe in Black Lives Matter. Now that Black Lives Matter has now made $93 million and ain't came to your fucking rescue yet, maybe you'll wake up and find out that you will be the first taken out in this grand scheme of things. Now, I'm not even going to play with you today. In the book, The Turner Diaries, the neo-Nazis want to create a utopia. They believe in the Pope. The Pope is German. He is of Argentinian extraction, boys from Brazil. You better wake up quickly as possible, like the brother said, because guess what they're going to do? See, the Ku Klux Klan is the United States government. You're going to say, oh, sure it is, right, boys? What you going to smoke? No, by the end of this program and the end of this segment right here, you will be asking yourself, what have we done? They warned you a long time ago, but you didn't even listen. Kamala Harris said, your president was with the Ku Klux Klan, and you still voted him in. Now, what if it's electronically voted in? We don't know yet. We're going to play with that for a minute. Let's get real with the politics, because politics is what's going to kill everybody, because the feeder is the mother feeder of the earth, politics. She's the biggest incubus on the planet. True alien extractions to create politics. Now we're about to get real deep. See if I can handle with this. Now, if this is crazy, wouldn't something that's coming soon want you to be under their reign before they enter? And what better way to break and make you bow down? That's why Kaepernick and them was all in there, bow down. They're doing the Masonic stand. They know bow down didn't mean what they was doing.
And dry bones, the word politics comes up to 33, and you just mentioned Masonic stands.
Yeah.
You can't make this shit up.
You can't make it up. That's why I keep, stay with me. Jump in, fit in. That's why I call the connection. Jump in as soon as you hear me say something. Y'all got something on, hit it. Look, if they go along, and our people better wake up, because your multitude is the ones who have never taken a shot. And they the biggest bombshell to the Democratic Party. See, the Democratic Party won't say that, but they show blacks wanting to be in the party facially, but in the real body of Christ, they have rejected this thing because they're not taking a shot. So what they're going to do is they have now offered you money. They offered you real estate. They offered you reparations. Take a vaccine.
Free college tuition.
Free college tuition. Now, how much more would any government do just for a vaccine? You just heard the African government, the one y'all behold here in Afrocentric land, said the white man would have fixed this already if he was. He even said, why would we take a shot? Cancer ain't been cured, tuberculosis, diabetes should be done by now if they could create something that could save the whole world through a
the
flu
common
vaccine.
Cold.
Yeah, common cold. Now let's go here, and we're about to heat this up. We're about to go to 11 o'clock hour. I got to heat this up some more. If this is the case, we put Bill Cosby, sex sells, y'all know this. Every rapper, now y'all should be actually boycotting the rappers if you really want to know the truth. Truth, facts matter. The only group that could persuade the next generation is these rappers and groups that are any group that speaks out, you know, he's automatic ostracized. He has to apologize. So you under some type of grand scheme right there. That's like having a wife. You got to apologize all day long. You're going to be upset. Same for you women. You got to be scared and apologize all day long to your man. Take it up in a simple phase. If you got to apologize every day to your wife on simple shit, you'd be like, God damn. And then your husband, same way, you're going to be miserable. That's the same way they're doing you with the media with the COVID. They're going to make you miserable all day long with it. Same way.
See, and that's why the suicide rate shot up. Ain't nobody talking about that.
No, they ain't going to talk about that because the media, he said Ted Turner. I'm so glad you said Ted Turner, man. Now, Ted Turner is connected to Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda is a harsh, harsh communist socialist person. This is grandly known. So think about what they did. That's why most people call CNN the communist news network, because to have Don Lemon, let's be honest, let's talk a minute. Don Lemon is who he is. But Don Lemon got a lot of nerve talking for me, and he got to be in the white world because he married to a white gay man. He in the white world. He ain't going to be trying to save me at all. He might save the gay.
Yeah, neither is Lori Lightfoot. Come on.
You ain't saving the head of sex, because, see, that's politics, y'all. They have made sex.
Kamala Harris.
Same thing. Now, all I'm saying to everybody out there listening before we bring this clip in, because I want to make sure everybody's on point, I'm gonna let y'all roll off to this. If the Ku Klux Klan, after you hear this tape, and I told people, family members, I mean, you can say whatever you want about Trump. I don't give a damn. You don't like him. But when I got pure evidence, Ku Klux Klan is the number one group promoting, because they the number one group that usurped the Constitution when you let the so-called reparations get taken out by a Democrat, and then you killed a Republican based on whatever etymology you might want to go with that Republican, Africanus Lincoln, however you want to call him. Let's go there right now, because you're going to be in a civil war. Each state is going to separate. Already happened. The governors already had the admission. That's why the military is doing landing on, y'all sent the brother Thomas. He sent that. I was beautiful. They landing on people's, on real interstate. They landing big planes.
Hey,
on interstate.
Drop on. Hey, drop on. Before you go any further, you said something about CNN, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When they had unrest up here in Atlanta, okay, right after George Floyd, when they killed Rayshard Brooks, when they was breaking in the buildings and looting all them buildings downtown, they looted the National College Football Hall of Fame. When they got to CNN, bro, they was finna go in the CNN building. I don't know if y'all remember that. They hit them cats with that sound weapon, bro. They hit them with that sound weapon. They immediately stopped attacking CNN, bro. Okay, I was looking at it live, man. Okay, so that's what they did to stop them from attacking the CNN building, man. And they did the same thing in Miami, too, man. Okay, that's real talk, man.
No. I know you're telling a little child, because just so you don't think he's making this up, because I want everybody to be validated on this program, be validated. Cuba did a sound weapon on diplomats in Cuba that has not been solved yet. Just look it up, what he just said. Have been solved yet. They did some type of weapon, hit these people, made them incoherent and walking around as if they did not know what was going on. Now, this is why we try and tell you about the shot, because you might be walking around not know what's going on soon. Because the 5G
You know also that the reason why they're trying to start this school season out with a bang, or should I say a jab, they're trying to get your kids vaccinated through the education system. And Florida's one of the states that's really not going for those vaccine passports or going for mandatory vaccines. Well, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but some of these governments that are playing ball with this whole economic hit with a weapon that's a bioweapon, some of these local municipalities, utilities department, they're claiming that they're finding traces of the corona and the new variant through the wastewater. So they're testing wastewater at these schools, saying, oh, we got corona in the system, so we're going to need this school to be basically one of those schools that we're going to experiment, do this whole experiment thing with this vaccine. But DeSantis gave an option of you can get your school, he's going to give out vouchers to put your kids in private schools if that comes
right.
about.
Right.
And then he said he's going to also not fund those schools. So, like I say, this thing is an economic hit under the disguise of a. When you rob somebody, you got to have a weapon of choice. So, this deep state weapon of choice is a biological weapon.
Yeah, through the hard way. It was told to us they were going to use a biological weapon in 1974. And that's what they have done. Fact of fiction, the day program, y'all. We about to get deep into this. I want to thank Sister Antoinette for holding some much love to Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. It could be any night. Y'all better tune in and look in to see what's going on these programs that we putting out there. We got some of the greatest icons in life that came and did they think through these things. They are telling their experiences that you will not believe until you hear them. And now you can analyze what they say today and say, wow, to know that all this was going on during your time, now it's my time. It's almost amazing. So we're going to keep this program hot as always. We're going to the top of the hour. We're going to get a little bit of things going on here. I just want y'all to realize, though, you've been told what you may go through. You may not have to go through it the way the script is made, because scripts are made to be changed. It just takes some energy, like the brother said, with yourself and everybody else. Get that in tune first, because you can be drained without even watching the news just by being around people that are able to suck you.
And if you can't change the people around you to save the energy, save your energy, change the people around you.
I mean, we
at this point. I heard stories of boyfriends, baby mamas, wives, cousins, mamas. Mm-hmm. Nah, the dividing lines have already been drawn. You got to make a decision.
Yeah, decision.
Yep.
Now, that's why
they're going to do. What they're going to do, Drabon, like the brother just said, they're going to use this pandemic as an opportunity for you to choose which side of history you want to be on. So once basically family, this stimulus and all this stuff, this ain't nothing but a welfare system. They trying to get you on a welfare system so you can be controlled. We've been through this before, family. Y'all know this.
Right.
All up in the hood. Come on. You know, they want to control who can live with you, control where you go. They already doing it in New York. They prepping us up, man. We got to learn. We got to start fighting now, man. You're going to have to start. I'm going to tell you how you get these powers attention. Don't give them any power. Start sacrificing. Don't even go to restaurants and stuff anymore. Be very conservative with your spending. That's how you fight an economic hit, man. You fight him with his own tool.
Stay the fuck out of Home Depot. If you got to walk in there any place now, you got to walk in with a mask on, go someplace else. I know it's kind of hard to do, but we got to start thinking strategically now.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. Yep. And also, I'm thinking of some new ventures because, everybody, there is a way that we ain't even thinking sometimes, and I hope we can get together on this. You know, if you go through the infrared vaccine light that they got that you can buy for your own stuff that you can cleanse, you let somebody go through that. If you got bars, you don't have to do no type of vaccine. I'm giving you an alternative. You don't have to do no vaccination proof. They got these, y'all said, these infrared virus cleansers that they can put right through and cleanse everything off your body before you go into if this is the thinking they want to go into. But they rather choose this way. The question is why for everybody. Why would you want to choose this way? When they got the technology that light can kill viruses. So if light can kill it, why can't we just go through, like we go through whenever we go through the airport, walk through that? Oh, we ain't got to go through all this, but this is not good. This is evil. Evil will want you to breathe out your own ass, basically. So if you breathe out your own ass, and then only bad things can come of that. They know that. That's why they covered your face. Even in slavery. Now, it comes out of Islam. They had covered your mouth as a slave and put a piece of that thing that you do S&M with, the ball in your mouth, and covered your mouth up so you can't talk and gagging and all this shit. This is like, you know, a get-off for a lot of people, man. I hope y'all know this.
Yeah, a muzzle, man, a muzzle.
Yeah.
Hey, drop on. It's a sister at Morehouse. She came up with a technique to cure cancer with a laser light, man, with laser.
That's what I'm talking about.
Anybody that had cancer, yeah.
You said that. I just said. Light was like, wow. You could buy one now for if you want to, everybody. You could buy. Brother West said some hell of a stuff. I hope y'all look it up. You could just buy a light that just you could cover yourself with. I'm going to start promoting that because I say that if this is science and they already said, oh, we can kill germs with light. Yet you're going to make me believe I got to put a mask on. That shows you that this ain't science. This is something else that's beyond science. Now, let's get
ready. Trump tried to tell us, man, everybody made fun of the man. Oh, I wonder if there's somewhere we can get the ultraviolet rays to get inside of the body. Oh, he talking about old people talking about drawing and bleach. And, man, people just goofy. Goofy-ass people,
he had
man.
To do that. I'm going to say this to all y'all. He had to do that to save his life, y'all. I'm going to tell you something about living. Now, you got a fraction that know you in the fight.
I can believe that.
Yeah. You got to say something. You can only go so long telling you the truth that before I sacrifice myself for you to have a party at my funeral and eat all my goddamn food up and drink all my shit and then say, oh, well, he was a great guy. I don't think that should be. If you see that, oh, I'm going to tell you everything. I'm going to get out. That's what Trump did. He told you. Fake news, blah, blah, blah. The virus ain't real. How long can he think he say that before he in trouble? So he got to follow his orders. His orders was.
And brother of the craft know, man, we get certain tokens. We get certain paths, you know, passwords that we supposed to be able to catch on to. If you're on the practical sense of it.
Yeah. Now let's go there. Now I must go there today because we ain't got time to play with y'all. Anytime a president could come on the air, if Trump would have said this, y'all would have went berserk. The unvaccinated is the problem. Now, that's a lot of blacks. Now, for you to go along with a man who wrote the crime bill, who told you that he didn't like blacks, when he said they was a jungle, y'all heard clips. Y'all got about 40 years of clips of this man saying negative shit about us. You might got about a few crazy clips less than a year of Trump because Trump got pictures of every black person that we all love. So that's going to be hard to beat when the people that we all love never came out against him. Where's Mike Tyson at? He never came out. He went against Don King. He didn't go against Trump. So I'm trying to figure out y'all psyche today because, see, if a man told you I wrote a
bill. But that's propaganda too. It made it seem like the real KKK person, they flipped it on a lot of people, making it seem like Trump was the racist, but in reality it was Biden. And then they tricked people into getting that motherfucker in office. Right. And, you know, and people still swear up and now he's Trump is still the bad guy.
Now,
like, come on.
No, I want y'all to hear this.
Then you got Obama with Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Don Cheadle, they all kicking it down there. I forgot his little private island, whatever, having a birthday party. Ain't nobody said a word.
Martha Vineyard, man. Yeah, they having a party. Biggest sex party in the world, go there. I wish I could be invited to one of the Bad Boys because they got all kind of shit going on. All I can say to everybody who goes, have some fun. But basically, no talk, because you know why? He was going to have a bigger party, but they told him to scale it down because he knew they was going to be caught not wearing masks. It's like
guess what? That was a lie, too. You know what he did? He set up tents outside.
Yep.
That's all he did.
That's what he did. That's right. That's what he did. Now, I'm asking all y'all who look at this, are y'all judging him only because he look like you, or are you judging him because he think like you? This is where we at today. Look like you versus think like you. You're going to find yourself in a serious game because guess what, everybody? While you go to all these festivals and up there, everybody having festivals somewhere, some doing some things, most people want to be free, be able to go outside, have some fun, breathe some air, and do the things that it seems to be natural to do. When you're being told to wear a mask in 94-degree weather here in the MIA, and you are knowing you got asthma, guess what? And you know you can't breathe good already, you best to stay in the house. And that's what they want. They want you to stay your ass.
Wow.
And to stay your ass in the house.
Just signed your death certificate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stay your ass in the house. Be scared to death. I got to play this for everybody, y'all, before we get
and watch
to
and watch Disney. Watch the Disney Channel.
Watch the Disney streaming channel, Amazon. Just don't leave your house. Now, this is the key. Don't leave your house. You got everything that's going to be driven to you. Drone. You ain't got to leave the damn cell. See, y'all did this called the Panopticon. I told you, you was going to become your own worst enemy. It's called the Panopticon. And the biggest Panopticon is that you never looked up the word KKK. Look how rich they are.
There is a clear effort to erase it from our memory, our collective memories, from the news and everyday conversations. And most people didn't realize that a century ago, the second Ku Klux Klan had been founded.
At the National Democratic Convention in New York in 1924, it is estimated that at least 350 delegates were Klansmen, and they were responsible for the defeat of Governor Alfred Smith as the Democratic nominee. By 1925, the Ku Klux Klan was big business. Almost 6 million Americans now belonged to the Klan, and the organization was grossing $75 million a year. Some 40,000 Klansmen and Klanswomen crowded into Washington on August 8, 1925, to parade down Pennsylvania Avenue. To help the Klan coffers, a flag was used to catch money thrown in by spectators.
There's a picture about page 160 in the book.
And that's Biden.
Showing over 30,000 Ku Klux Klan members in full regalia, Reverend, pointed hats, the robes, marching down Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C., Jesse, you know all about this. Washington, D.C. If my memory is correct, there were 37 members of the House of Representatives who were open members of the Klan. There were five, if I'm not mistaken, it could have been seven, I think it was five, members of the United States Senate, open members of the Klan. That's what great nations do. They come to terms with their dark sides.
Yes. History tells us that the Democratic Party and the Republican Party have two distinct legacies. The Republican Party's legacy includes the abolitionists, the NAACP, black colleges, the Emancipation Proclamation, and a multitude of civil rights legislation. The Democratic Party's legacy includes fugitive slave laws, black codes, the Dred Scott decision, Jim Crow laws, and the Ku Klux Klan. After completing my research on the legacies of both political parties, I had to ask myself, how can anyone pledge their loyalty to a political party whose legacy includes lies lynching, litigation, and legislation that destroyed the lives of millions of blacks. That's when I decided to document my findings in my book, Unfounded Loyalty. In my brief, I told the court that in an effort to impede and deny African Americans the same constitutional rights afforded to all American citizens, the Democratic Party established a pattern of practices by promoting, supporting, sponsoring, financing racially biased entertainment, education, legislation, litigation, and terrorist organizations from 1792 to 1962 and continued certain practices up to 2002. The Democrats' 210 years of racist practices and cover-ups not only negatively affected the entire black race, but these practices infected the entire nation with the most contagious and debilitating social disease known to mankind, called racism. Finally, during the past 21 decades, the Democrats successfully disguised and concealed their horrific acts against African Americans by operating and committing these acts under a multitude of aliases. Aliases, names like the Confederacy, Jim Crow, Black Codes, Dixiecrats, and the Ku Klux Klan. Congressional records and historical documents and letters and testimonies from several brave black citizens reveal that these weren't separate, independent organizations, but they were actual auxiliaries and divisions and or the legislative efforts of the Democratic Party. Senate Bill number 60 was a bill to give African Americans 40 acres and a mule. It was a done deal. We wouldn't be talking about reparations today had the Democratic president at that time signed the bill into law. Democratic President Andrew Johnson vetoed Senate Bill 60. That's why we're still talking about reparations today. Every effort to stop blacks from having the same rights as white citizens was the proud work of the Democratic Party.
Hey, I'm going to come back with a commercial break right quick. Y'all think about that one. Think about that one. No bias, just facts. All facts. And for y'all to sit there and see that they use the same tactics. Same tactics. And now they got these rhinos, they call them now, who are really Democrats that usurp the Republican Party. That's why the Holy War will probably. Y'all ready for this? I hope so. Because we are. We are ready and been ready to talk about this and do something about this after this.
Welcome to O Ye Dry Bones Radio, the show that brings an esoteric, allegoric view of the past, present, and future events in history. Like most other popular talk radio shows, we do focus on hot topic of the day with particular focus on current politics and the economy. Wow, this is our 7th anniversary, so we are trying to make big things happen for our show. So we humbly ask for a donation. So please go to www.drybonesconnection.news to place your donation. Thanks for listening to the radio show who brings you fruits of knowledge regarding our history and the talk show where facts matter. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Join us on air on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with host Dry Bones, and Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with host Antoinette by calling 515-605-9343. To listen to our archive of previous shows, go to www.drybonesconnection.news.
All right, we back. Let's make it happen again. The lines are open. Let me get a new caller here. Oh,
hey, drop on. Before you go any further, man, I'm finna hip y'all to one of their codes, right?
Right.
This how to spot the Klansman signaling another Klansman. Pay attention now. This real talk. just stay cold. When they stick their hand in their front pocket, and then they're going to have two fingers inside their pocket, their pinky and their thumb going to be inside their pockets. They're going to have three fingers short outside their pocket. Mm-hmm. That's how they signal each other. So y'all watch their hands. It's obvious, man. Mm-hmm. Just stay cool. Two fingers in the pocket, three fingers out. Okay?
I'm
they
like
flash that to each other. That's how they flash that KKK sign to each other.
It's definitely known. It's definitely known. And I suggest y'all look this up. I got a new caller. I suggest y'all look some of this up because, again, he gave the congressional records. He gave a lot of information. And you heard Joe Biden. That was Biden, President Biden. What better person to talk about that to Jesse Jackson and all the crew that when he first got elected? Great way to kick it off because he knew all about it. Very much so. He knew.
Yeah, he was a member.
And think about that. 75, at that time, everybody, it said they made $75 million a year. At that time, you know how much that is now? I was hoping y'all catch that. That was the main catch.
Hey, Dry Bone.
That's that three.
Hey. Hey, quick question. The August 8th, what year was it? Part of the clip was talking about a day of August 8th. Was that 1925?
Who was saying that?
I heard it in the clip.
I think he said August. I'll play it back. I'll send it to you.
Because that's today. You know that's today, right? Today's August 8th.
Right, August 8th. Yeah, that's why the show is. It's 88. I said we eat this. It's the serpent eat his tail twice. We 88 today, baby. So it's going to be interesting to see how this play out because what y'all just heard was done this year. That clip of him talking was done this year. He talking about the Klan.
Wow.
Now I said to myself, how much money do you think, if they had that much money in 24, whatever the hell it was, if you got that much money a year being collected, look at what they was thinking. Now, the Olympics, everybody, let's go to the Olympics right quick. I'm so happy for a lot of people in the Olympics, especially the track stars, everybody. Just a beautiful array of stuff. Italy showed you they got black people. I don't know what we could tell you other than they all know this already. And they loyal to those countries. They could be in the NBA playing for the NBA all them years, and you find out, hey, he's French. So, you know, it's a global thing about nationalism, everybody. And see, the battle in America was to show if they can, you know, the group that did this is the same group they always use. They use the black people. Ain't no doubt about it. Black women was instrumental this year in all this protest from brain can't think syndrome. You name it. Hate America.
That's the feminine energy again.
Hey, hey. Right. Let me tell you something
people.
Else, man. About the Olympics, okay?
Go ahead.
All right. Each one of them, all them athletes, in order to catch the plane to leave America to participate in the Olympics, they had to take that shot, okay? All of them, all right? Every one of them. That's why y'all see Samuel Biles and the rest of them gymnasts wobbling like they drunk. They took the jab, man.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
They had to. Why you think LeBron ain't go over there? LeBron and Anthony Davis them.
Right. Right.
They didn't want to take that shot.
Yeah. They drive on. And Simone Biles, that he absolutely right. Remember, she dropped out because she said she felt like she wasn't mentally, you know, healthy. And like I say, we're dealing with health again.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, definitely, man. That's big information.
That's why we're doing this show today. Now, it's even going to get hotter, y'all. When I show y'all who's running this thing and who they really are, y'all going to flip the hell out. That's coming soon. Now, let's go with that. She gets shot. She said she was not mentally together. She could not put it together. Okay, let's go with that one. And then we got, for the first time, we're seeing transgender, everybody, athletes, some who are, don't win, they still mad that the estrogen is killing them. They're doing a lot of crazy stuff in this Olympics. They're showing you. It's almost like a test tube Olympics. Now, I want y'all to pay attention to this because Tokyo, Thank goodness I have people who went could bring the information back to me personally. They very clannish people. I often joke with my own peoples how they got a lot of respect for the elderly, for the old. So you got all these old people who got a lot of power over the youth in them countries. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What they doing to our old people is they trying to make them dumber or kill them off. Now, Cuomo, let's get deep, everybody. Come on now. Can't let this go. I've been in New York State. The whole state is pretty much totally psychotic at this moment. They don't know what to do. They get some freedom without it. Now they're going into these harsh. They're going harsh. They don't be having light. Now you got to get COVID, bust at this. Now think about this, though. You listen to a guy who you know is fucking everybody if he hang with the Clintons, the FD, all them fucking. Come on now. Let's not play no more. Now this guy got a brother who hanging with Don Lemon. But remember, he didn't have a mask on. He wanted to kick somebody's ass when he didn't have a mask on. All these people ain't wearing masks either. Yet the American public believes these people. So who the fools? We're going to figure this out today. Fact or fiction. Who the fools are? Let's get some more calls out. Because if I was that dumb, I mean, I'd take advantage of some dumb people too. I mean, hell, right now, you know everybody I'm dumb on this call because I said, give me $100,000 I can save for COVID. Yeah, I know y'all going to give it to me, so y'all smart as hell. 85486. We about to get it on. 85486. We about to get it on.
Hey, what's good, brothers? How y'all doing?
That's good. Appreciate you.
Good to hear you guys, man. Hey, man, I have a question, maybe a comment. But, you know, I was raised by my great-grandparents, and I heard the one brother was speaking about, you know, the U.S. dollars constantly being printed and it's being, you know, not worth anything. But when I was raised up with my great-grandparents, they kept these small coins they used to get from the post office. Whatever happened to those things, man?
Absolutely. I can answer that phone right quick, Zabon.
Go right ahead.
You're talking about the silver dollar.
Correct.
So the silver dollars, they still are in circulation. Sometimes your banks will have them, but they keep them for certain people, like a certain class of people, because a lot of people don't understand it, and they don't understand that that's the original monetary system of the U.S. You know, and that was right before Nixon in 1971. Nixon took us off the gold standard. So, okay, that's somebody in the background. So that's, I mean, pretty much, you can still get those, bro, but you'll be the same, man. Just go on your local dealers and get you an ounce of silver. Just get you an ounce and collect ounce pieces, and you can still, because that is still attached. No matter what they say, I was explaining last week that we're off the Bretton Woods system that we were. It was a Congress law that was passed over our monetary system. That's why you see the debt ceiling argument right now. You seen Congress try to sneak in a session yesterday with they're trying to raise the debt ceiling of the United States, but they can't do it because they printed so much money that they devalue the U.S.'s index of the dollar, like the value of it, where the weight is. And so what's happening, man, we're in a process of parity right now, where all the currencies of the world are fluctuating because they're about to pair and basically combine as one. And that's when you got your one world order.
That's true.
Yeah. Appreciate that information, bro. Appreciate that, man. So it still holds back.
A video on YouTube called Jekyll Island, the creature of Jekyll Island, and it'll break it down to you why all of this is occurring.
Yeah. And that's the same that's the same show we had with the boy, my man talking about the two books. They got two books going on.
Hey, that ain't me, man. That ain't me making that noise.
Hey, whoever's driving, mute yourself. Let me go to 7.
That's me.
Seven,
sorry, that was me. Can you hear me?
Hey, yeah. Just mute yourself. You can come back in, but just mute yourself. We can keep people here. here today. So, yeah, you don't have to leave. Just mute yourself. Hear something, mute yourself
okay,
back.
I'll apologize. Okay.
That, yeah. Okay. Now, Jekyll Island, let's go there. Jekyll Island, hell of a book. I think we played the clips a few times on that back in the day. He told you the whole thing. Jekyll Island's off Georgia, everybody. It's right off Georgia. It's the coast of Georgia, And they made a deal. They made a hell of a deal with the reserves and keep this shit going the way it's going. And that book exposed it. They all got together and decided they. That's why Biden was able to take this country into debt plan, because when they create mortgage means death. It's a morgue. And if you don't liquidate the death off of you, they consider you dead. This is what they say. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't want to go too far, but y'all should know what I'm talking about. You consider dead at sea. So you're dead at sea. So the Holy See, you think the Holy See ain't seeing all this, orchestrating all this, only living with to ever speak to both houses of Congress and the Senate. That was your clue back then. But they can throw you off easily. That's how you know you ain't dig deep into this. They can throw you off by making you forget, because no other leader has ever done that. Shows you. They can fool.
Didn't that happen to Philadelphia?
He went to Philadelphia. He went to Philadelphia, came to the Congress and Senate and spoke to them. A religious figure. Never done before. And everybody okay with it. Not seeing a fulfillment of prophecy. When you understand what alien prophecy means, they about to say, hey, we have now, and they want you to go to Mars. That's another thing, buddy. Think about what they're saying, what they plan to do. They claim they're going to terraform Mars. Then when you read these ancient books of the Nation of Islam all that, and Yaqub and all that, didn't it say the Earth was floated off Mars and shit? Y'all don't remember all that? Let me go to 7-4, 7-2. Let's get deep. Somebody drop it. Let me go 7-4, 7-2.
Rising, dry bones.
Yes, yes.
Grand Rising family.
Yes, yes. To the grand.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right, sir. And you know, 8-8. This is this is the Lion's Gate, but also the new moon. And Derek, when you played that clip, they did their march on 8-8 in there in Washington D.C. August 8, 1925, because they're in alignment with what's going on above. Because, like you said, that's the largest organization in the nation. The nation is formed on July 4th, which was also the day of Sirius rising. So what they're doing is they're using the energy from above, because on this day, this Sirius aligns with Betelgeuse and another star planet, and they formulate a triangle, which aligns with the Pyramid of Giza. So what they are doing is they're using as above, so below. They're using that power from above in order to form them a nation. And what you had to look at, too, because he said that they did what? They used the Jim Crow and the Black Code. Now they're doing what they call the algorithms, and the new Jim Code is to take the place of the Black Code and the Jim Crow. They've just put racism into a new language called technology. And what we're seeing is the fight and how they're going to Kuberg's, the Bill Gates, and all of these form the new technocrat, because they're the new money source. But their money source, like the brother was sharing, that it's no longer the fiat. It's gone into the coding of crypto. Because a crypt, just like you do at a mortgage, a crypt is where you put a body.
Wow.
Game over.
And I was thinking, man, Leo again. Barack Obama, Lightfoot, and it's all aligned with these dates and these numbers and these years. And it's like, now I can't get it out of me now.
Yeah, it's hard to do. Yeah, once you start to see this, it's hard to get it out of you. It really is. And it's
right.
It's all
got
about policies and laws. It's all
got
about policies and laws.
Yeah. Let me see if we got more
people. It's all about policies and laws. If you could put an economic order in place, is which what Biden is basically doing. They're allowing to come in with the LGBT and implement now the first time in history a white man can be considered as a minority. So like I say, family, melanated family, you shared all you gave all your resources away, co-signing all these political and gender policies. Politics and gender identity should not be linked. So that's where we fail, because we allow them to link LGBT as basically a protected class of people in America.
Yeah.
And not even that, just everything. Everything's protected.
Hold on.
The Asians not. I mean, everybody's getting served up.
Yeah, everybody gets. Now, let me get 1-877. Y'all been, you've been holding. I got a few of y'all jumping on the mic. I got three. Hit the number one button, everybody. You want to jump in here, because at 12 o'clock, I'm going to show you who your new leaders are. Go ahead, 1-877. 1-877. You're in the queue. If you hear me, I seen your hand was up. All right, let's give me this.
Hey, drop on. That's why they tricking everybody going after these statues, man. They think it's a symbol. But the real statue is the right, man. What they call the law? It's a new statue. See, y'all, we going at the wrong statue.
Right,
man.
Right. A new statue. There you go. There you go. New statue. I love that. Go ahead. 1-877. You on air? 1-877.
I want to comment on the video.
Go ahead.
That video
on
that
the video.
You played.
Yes. Go ahead.
That was pretty enlightening. That he took the time out to try to educate us. And I think that most of us need to realize that it's okay to admit that we have been played by the Democrat Party. And then if you want to do a little research, you look at the civil rights movements that the Democrat passes, which is amendments, and you will see that the Republicans is the ones who gave us the Voters' Rights Act. Let's just stick with that. Most people think that the Democrats did that. They amended it with Johnson to say you don't have to take a test to vote. Well, you never had to take a test to vote. So they're always creating illusional laws to get us on board. So, and we have to, if we want to save our communities, because these black communities are going to vanish, people, if y'all stop being enslaved to this party who have destroyed you guys. You look at your communities, you got foreign occupation, got businesses going on, making money, and y'all just sitting there like a sheep, a slave. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is we have to take the time and listen to the people who put time in, like you, Dry Bones, you put time in and research and give us this information. When people take that, we should say, you know what? Well, let me do a little bit more research. And then the boogeyman of Trump, come on now. Since Trump been gone, y'all money, he's been hitting y'all in the head with the money, the gas, the food, bringing in more immigrants, not shutting y'all down with vaccines. I mean, everything he's done has been lies. And so, and then, you know, and I don't understand the Trump syndrome. Trump has proven that he's worth, you know, listening to, because everything he said he was going to do, he did it. And the things that he didn't do is because the Democrats blocked it. You know what I mean? Blocked your kids from going to a school choice opportunity without a zip code if the current school.
Right.
Now,
hold on.
The Democrats blocked
that. That's the part. That's the part. That's the part. That's the part that tape did. That's the part that tape did. The tape, the man who put the tape together said the same thing. Now, if you can't dispute it, and it gets tough on people, I noticed. Because it's hard to do something when the party of choice, after our ancestors was freed, they went straight to the Republican Party. They would have said, we don't want neither. But they made their encrust in that. So I said, well, wait a minute. Why would they do that? They seen both sides in slavery. What did they not see? So I got to look at that and I find out, a lot of inbreeding going on.
But you gotta look at the part that when the king and like brother Malcolm spoke when he talked about the big seven and when they took the bride to bring their people in, and then when King finally realized like, oh shit, I messed up. And then nobody heard about the repercussions of what it was done because they paid the family. They paid the family to be quiet, my father was this, and they put King on the pedestal. But in actuality, King realized that I screwed up. But he was trying to make amends for it.
That's where we came from
the Republican to the Democrat. But even probably right, made
one
for them.
Hey, drop on
with that.
Ask a question.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, go.
Why does everybody affiliated with Trump end up going to jail, man? All the white boys that affiliate with Trump, they're going to jail.
Yeah.
So y'all better be careful about that.
Hold on.
Let's make some clarity of that.
But what
we're
speaking
to jail because,
is...
Well, if people going to jail, I understand they're going to jail, but we got to look at the whole case. If they go to jail like Rudy Giuliani on Trump charges, they easily getting off because you got the right type of money. You're getting off on most of them. Just like anything else. We look at what's happening. Lawyers, look at the guy who, Evanetti, who went against Trump, talking about, but he got taken out by Nike. He got to go to jail. So, you know, they played a role on both sides. I could see Cuomo resigning. I don't know if he's going to go to jail, but I do see him probably getting out. But
stop attaching yourself to the these titles.
No,
you're bigger than that.
Well, it may be
thank
bigger
you,
than
you. Right on.
And I do agree. Hold on, so we get some clarity, and let everybody get a chance to talk. Everybody get a chance to talk. But you got it. I know we say that, but these parties, these two parties, regardless of if you whatever you are, Hindu, everybody know you're gonna deal with this system right here. So coming into it is, have we learned enough from both of them? Being that we the longest group that's been here, it's a strange thing. Have we learned enough being the longest group here? Because if this is the case, this two party, one was diabolically wicked.
But that's
easily,
the point. Some of us are not learning it.
But what,
we on the line might be learning it, but the people who's taking the shots and wearing the mask, they ain't trying to learn this shit.
Now, that's
where I'm at now.
But Brother D, you cool with that? But me and you talk about that. You know what I say? You just said it earlier, spend your energy doing what we do now. You're going to meet somebody down the line, and we got to quit looking for the masses that fill this in. You ain't going to need the masses. You ain't going to need the masses.
Just remember, just remember.
But what you did, Dry Bones, you played it on the clip. Because Johnson, after Lincoln was assassinated, Johnson vetoed, 1866, the Civil Rights Bill.
Right.
Johnson, when Kennedy was killed, did what? Gave the Civil Rights Bill. History ain't doing nothing but repeating itself, but we're still in the same thing because the 1871 compromise gave the Democrats back the South and gave them back the parts of being into slavery. So what you see is, why can't we see what they're still doing? They're both parties are still doing the same thing.
That's right. Well, they're working together.
I want everybody to hear what he's saying, and then let's analyze that because, all I can say is that the party that our ancestors need to be answered, if they're the ones who endured this, they're the ones who participated in the so-called slavery that we never really anticipated like they did, why would they, immediately upon freedom, they would have said, hell, we don't want no party, but somehow gravitated to that party, became the richest people in the land at that time. Them giving it up still had to do with us doing, because at the time, who ruled, what army was they using to make law? What army did they use to make this so-called decree go? it's going to be looking like who? Me and you?
No, because that's what the Klan did. When did the Klan start?
The question I asked you, the time that all this is going on, Trail of Tears, when Andrew Jackson did all this, so because, see, I know history quite well, too. So what you just said was they're the same, but the party that got us to do this had black soldiers. So the black soldiers who are educated, got weapons, family, everything.
Now.
Going to go into indigenous territory right after the Civil War now.
Mm-hmm.
And go and slaughter all these indigenous people. And you're telling me that the party that did this was the Democratic Party. So the party had us even destroy the indigenous, regardless how bad it meant. The indigenous party was that of Andrew Jackson and them. They had black people. Now, how do we explain that to our people that you participated in with the Ku Klux Klan?
But see, Dry Bones,
right away.
You using that. That was 18. We were still. That was 1830 to 1850 when they did the Trail of Tears. We hadn't even been emancipated.
But we're using black soldiers. That's what I asked about. I said you're using black soldiers.
But even they couldn't vote. They could not vote.
Okay, now let's go afterwards because I like history. So afterwards, they could vote. Who went and did the expansion of the West? Tell the people.
That was Lewis and Clark.
No, John Lewis and Clark just did the exposition. We're talking about the army. Lewis and Clark. Yeah, Lewis and Clark Masons.
Yeah.
They had black people with them. They had black people with them. Don't fool yourself.
The people who are actually doing this killing
that y'all trying to leave out of the equation is black people.
But
now,
you got an excellent point because the Buffalo Soldiers went and cleared the way for what? The land grant that they gave all them immigrants. They gave them rights to land and would not give us. They vetoed us getting 40 acres.
Let's be honest. How could they do something? They could never have done it if the blacks who was truly believing that this enslaved population was free, because this Buffalo Soldier went on after.
How do we do what we do today thinking we free?
I'm not saying nobody's wrong. I'm just adding fuel to this fire because, again, we never asked the question how that a black regiment, heavily armed, heavily mercenary, heavily prepared, clear the West for these whites to come. I would love to know the psyche of that one. That's where I'd like to know how.
Blacks on both sides. Even on the Revolutionary War, there was blacks that fought for the British and for America.
The first person killed in the Revolutionary War was Christmas Addicts, a black man.
And I think that's my point. My point is that we're in the beginning. See, we're never out of it. So why do we act like that? We always got to be on the side. What side are we really on during this time? Are we on the Jacobin side, the Jacobins? Because I know history quite well. Jacobins, were these black Jacobins? Could they be?
All I know is I'm on the right side of wrong and right. I got to go with the right.
Hey, you can say whatever you want. I'm going to go with the
right. Can I say something,
Drago? Go ahead.
Can I add to this? The brother was talking about the 1820s. We wasn't even free at that time. We didn't get free until 1863. So that's when everything started. From 1863 to the 1940s, black folks were owning land, owning business, successful. They were, we were even the head. We had Nancy Pelosi's position. A black man 12 years after slavery in the Republican Party was in charge of Congress. Okay, so let me finish. Excuse me, guys, let me finish my thought.
Time out, dude. Time out. Let people talk. I'm going to do this one more time. I'm going to say this one more time because I think y'all on the shows. We're going to get you talk. Say something. Let things finish. Give them 2 minutes. We're not going to go overboard on each other. 2 minutes. then say something. If you got a rebuttal, I have no problem with that. But we can't be like, we ain't going to get nowhere with that. Do that on another show. Don't do it on this. Or you won't even be able to do it. I'll just make it clear. Don't do it on this. If I know you breathing hard. I don't mean nothing to me about you breathing hard. So if you continue with that, I'm not going to continue with it. I'm trying to get everybody something. Your view's been heard. We letting everybody view heard. Because it's called a connection. No one has the answer yet because it ain't been stopped yet, obviously. So let's hear from you. Finish your point, sister, then I'm going to let Brother West, and we're going to keep it going. Brother Kwame, jump in. But it ain't going to be all this going on like y'all doing other shit. Ain't going to happen here. Go ahead.
Okay, so basically what I'm saying is the Republican Party has been the party through slavery until the mid-1900s, 1960s.
Right. Okay, so
black people
now,
was living more.
Now,
and then
now,
I wanted to
say
when the other brother said two birds on a wing. Birds on a wing didn't come into our era, okay? The Democrats realized that the Republican Party was strong, dedicated to the black community and to the United States of America back then. So what they had to do is, like, they created Republicans, and they were really Democrats. So they had to put spies in the Republican Party to be able for people to say two wings on a bird.
Okay.
But all the
right.
damage, like that video, has been from, and they call them today rhinos, Republican in name only. The Republicans are waking up and realizing their party has been hijacked.
Now, I'm going to show you right. Hold on. Okay, I gave you time. Now, to show you that you're telling the truth, the facts matters. They have already showed 17 Republicans. A major one, Lindsey Graham, all them on the take, everybody. We know that already.
Yep.
The thing is, because we sit back and watch this shit and don't realize that, of course, they're going to usurp our party. If it was your party, you allowed them to usurp your party, and then you're going to sit there and say, well, how they do it? Ask yourself that. You got a black army running around killing everybody, and you're going to tell me, we got generals that's black at that time too, and Republicans that's running the House and Senate, our foreign bill. They got the Moors coming over. They got the Moroccans coming over. They got the Libya coming over. They got everybody coming over paying tribute to this new republic of black folks after the Civil War. I don't think y'all know what took place, really. It's impossible.
Yeah. Y'all wrong. Because I said rebuttal. Everybody wasn't no slave, man. Everybody
that's
black
right.
wasn't no slave
of course
over here,
they
man.
Wasn't.
That's
what
I'm trying to tell Miss Sister Girl there.
But,
okay,
well,
and black vote on both sides of every wall.
All blacks ain't slaves. Shit, you ain't. We
that's right.
Like that. Ain't nobody
but
in this ball.
But you got to look at
everybody
history.
Black. Go
the Republican Party didn't start to 1854. They made that party from the Whig Party.
Right.
So the Republicans is Johnny come lately while slavery
hold
was
on,
going
but what,
on.
Hold on.
They just formed that after
let's
the.
Ask a question. I've got to ask you a question because you're very wisdom. Isn't the Republic part of what they learned from the five civilized tribes? Ain't that what they learned was Republic form of government?
Well, but that was that
yes or no?
Formulated
yes or no? Yes or no?
Benjamin Franklin.
Yes or no?
Benjamin
yes
Franklin
no?
did that.
Okay. Question
because
all
together it was 500 tribes,
no.
man. It was 500 right. different tribes, man,
well,
all together.
Did not most of the tribes,
what you
from,
is no.
from my teaching, from my
what
teaching
you,
and learning, they learned the Iroquois, the Seneca, they had a republic, form of government. That's what they say. Now, even the tribes here, the Seminole, all that looked like a republican form.
The federation.
Yeah, federation. Right, federation,
right.
still a republic. My thing is, what's the problem if
they weren't Republicans?
I didn't
right.
say they're Republicans. I said the form of government is the name Republican is based off the form of government of a republic. Ain't that true?
That's
all
what they
together,
say.
Bro. It was 500 different tribes. It was 500 different tribes.
Everybody jump in, please. Let's get some more. It's not because I got to have more people. Because did I just not make myself go to Google? Go to Google. If y'all don't, the Republican
Google
party,
ain't everything.
Huh?
Go to
website. But hey, if you ain't read this in book, this is congressional record shit I'm talking. If you ain't read this already, what am I supposed to do? Google it. Because you ain't going anytime somebody would debate that the Republican form of government was based off a Republic form, how could you debate that?
So
and
the
it's
Constitution...
called a Masonic, and, hold on. And it's called a Masonic Republic. How are you going to debate that, Brother Kwame? Tell me how you're
going to
debate
y'all. Republicans adds up to 33. That just backs
thank
up
you.
What he just said.
Yeah.
The Masonic
I don't
number.
Get this. I don't, brother, what do you want?
Hey, drop on.
Thank you, brother.
Like
thank
I always say, follow the money trail. Follow the money trail. Follow the money trail. See, this is how we get all over the place, family, and we start debating about small talk. But let's fast forward to 2021 right now, and let's see how we can use all of our input to come together to fight this beast. Because rather what happened in the history.
Hold on now you just said earlier, if you send me stuff about Brentwood, tell me what year was Brentwood made? So because remember, you said y'all sending what y'all send me. I'm not gonna let you send me something. Then say you sent me Brentwood. What year was that?
Brentwood. That was a monetary policy created by Congress in 1971.
What year?
1971, and now August 15th will mark the 50-year.
50 years ago, there's that five again. 50 years ago.
Now here we go. Y'all say it yourself. I can't let you escape what you said. Now, if this is the case, how can I forget something that happened in 71 that has actually affected me in 2021?
Hey, y'all, check this out. Ku Klux Klan, if you write it out, also comes to a five.
Yeah. Because why?
Are we not in the year of the five again?
It covers all the
also KKK is 33, man. KKK is 33.
But that's not a bad thing. See, they were smart. I'm going to give you some how smart this is. See, brother, help me within the craft, please. The word Ku Klux Klan means circle within a circle.
Mm.
So, that's all I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, that's what it means. That's what
okay.
it means.
Now, if you don't know what that means, if you don't know what that means, really know what it means, then it's going to be hard.
Absolutely. And what are we doing? 8-8, where the snake eats itself?
That's right. There you go.
So, bingo, the foundation of a nation, 8-8, that circle, that serpent, and it goes back to esoteric level on an African, well, Lodomati, who was the one god, or the god, or Lodomati, you know, he was the god. He was the serpent god. You understand?
Serpent God.
So
serpent
everything,
God.
The serpent God.
Yeah.
All that's
why we got to say to this program, all y'all are so instrumental to this program because think about it. We got y'all coming at all aspects. We putting it all together. Y'all saying clues that may not know the other clue, but I'm telling you, Ku Klux Klan is not. That's why they say it was auxiliaries. That is not a bad name. Matter of fact, if you look up the Roman Empire and the Moors, they wore the Ku Klux Klan outfits first.
Look wow. Yeah, they just do what they do, cotton. But you talking about a serpent eating itself. That's cannibalism, man.
Yeah.
That's cannibalism right there. They let you know. They you know they're cannibals.
But how they only following what they learned in Spain in 78, you know, 711. They only was there ruling for 700 years. They gave them that. It's called the Rose.
I'm gonna show you another aspect of what you're saying, cannibalism, right? And if you allude that to, if we go back to, say, like the phoenix or the eagle, the black eagle, the real eagle, if you go back, the eagle know it was gonna destroy itself no matter how high they went, but the exclamation or the point that we always take out of the Helios Biblios is that you have to go through the fire, Daniel. He stood in the fire. So if you apply that on whatever level you want to look at it, you know you're gonna destruct. But then, however, the rebirth, you understand? You got to go through something to come out to better something.
How far is like gold?
It,
it's like gold and silver.
Yeah.
You got to be refined with gold and silver. It means that you got to go through a
process. Yeah, that's
gold
how you
fire.
Make diamond, man.
Yeah.
That's how you make diamond.
Same thing with diamonds.
Also,
same thing with diamonds. Yeah.
You got to look at it, man. Rising above all that, man. And it's all above rising above yourself. And that shows that the only enemy you got to fight is yourself. Okay, the snake eats himself, and he's fighting himself,
I agree
right?
with that.
So
man.
If you control the enemy.
Right, left brain, right brain.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes, sir. If you control your enemy within, can't nobody else fuck with you outside of you.
That's
Bruce Lee right there.
I won't even, but I know it's Bruce Lee, but you know what they did to Bruce Lee, so I'm just going to say what I said today. and we're going to keep this run through. You do have to go within yourself. Bruce Lee.
Well,
Bruce
put
Lee
it this way. That's the sun guy.
Bruce Lee gave the secrets. Bruce Lee gave the secrets. Bruce Lee gave the secrets.
That's the art of war. That's
the
art of war.
Bruce Lee gave the secrets. I can't say Bruce Lee didn't get the secrets. Everybody should say. And
you
Bruce Lee fought with blacks and everybody.
You know how to roll with the enemy within, then can't nothing fuck with you outside. You got yourself right and tight. Can't nothing fuck with you. Like I say, it's ability to respond, not responsibility.
Hey, we're gonna agree with that one. I agree with that. That sounds like that's a plan. I'm not even gonna go against that. That sounded so good to me. I said that sounds good right
now.
Let me say this. Y'all part of what we said earlier, it's not many of you listening. Let it be known, other people listening, so you really being heard to see how we conduct. So these things that we saying, you see, they not falsehoods. Everybody on this planet just said what they said here. You can't find them wrong. Only thing we doing is adding on. But the Kwame said that yes, they did create that Republican Party, but the Republican form of government was already in the mix. That's universal.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, that being universal, maybe that's why people went to that name. I don't know. Demokes,
mm-hmm.
Our people knew Latin pretty good back in them days. They knew Latin.
Now, what about FDR and the Great Deal? We have to put that in the mix also.
Thank you. The Great Deal is one of the best things. That's when you had all the black colleges, like Floyd Memorial, and all them was going up to Tallahassee. All them was getting in there. Mary Bethune-Cookman made a deal. We showed y'all years ago. They had a secret meeting with FDR, the highest group of blacks, went and sat with FDR, and out of that meeting became their legacy, and all of a sudden we became pretty much, again, part of this industrial complex of giving our
just
people.
Like the secret meeting some of the Democratic women had last week to figure out what they're going to do about Kamala Harris, but mainstream
right.
media ain't going to talk about that neither.
The secret meeting. She invited all the women first. See, people, the rituals was done. She invited everybody in Congress, women-wise. They came to her house, all of them. They were all white. All of them was white. I ain't see none of the squad there. Yo, look it up. Go look it up. She did a
meeting. You mean to tell me they got white? They got white AKAs, Bravo?
Yeah, they must do.
They got white AKAs.
If they got black ones, they got
like
white members. Remember that the black fraternity was taken from the Boule, not the Boule, they was taken from Skull and Bones. This is a fact. Henry Minter, look them up. Boule man, Henry Minter, and them got all that information from Skull and Bones at Yale. And then they created what is known as Alpha variant, Delta variant, Beta variant.
Ooh.
Gamma variant.
It is.
Gamma row variant.
It is.
Eta variant,
hey, listen to this. Listen to this report. CDC deletes 6,000 deaths from the vaccine list. CDC updates the numbers on the website. Hours later, reduced 6,000 deaths. Basically, these deaths are adverse effects from drugs and vaccines. So
yeah.
They're not even reporting this on mainstream media, but it's right here on the CDC website.
People are having stroke looks.
Out,
people who took the shot say they face had a stroke look until it went. So I'm gonna tell you what this is about, and we're gonna jump into that aspect of it. All you into law? The man said they did a worldwide class action suit. I gave you the name. If you don't jump on that, I can't blame only yourself. See,
it's
how
in
you
the same
yourself.
Country. You talking about Bell Palsy, which was in Canada. And are you talking about the case where they took the up in Alberta, where they took the health department to court and won and knocked out the whole COVID thing? They couldn't prove, the health department couldn't prove that the COVID shit even existed. They couldn't justify the masks, the shots, none of that.
Right.
The key thing is they took it to court and beat it.
They beat it. That's y'all should know by now, you in a court case all your life. Anytime you don't think you on file, then you know you ain't really in a – because you on file regardless of where you at. You might believe you not on file, but that's on you. But this is a court case.
It's called constitutional law system. That's why old Barry Obama – he was a master at constitutional law. But see, we're going to get back onto the common law system once the republic takes over. So see, they took that word out of context a lot too. Republic, they took that word out of context.
Common law. Yeah, but once you go to republic, it leads you to common law. I mean, all this, everything I say is a word. If you look up the words, it would take you straight to common law. Common law would give you two battles. Amity law and common law did not work together, but guess what? They fight each other every day, and unfortunately, amity law wants to come up on the land, so which is probably what it's already. That's like the movie of remember the movie with a guy. What's the movie where they come out the ocean? And he come on land. Not Aquaman. Remember, we looked like a lizard. He would come out the water. The beginning ones with these lizards was coming out the water, and they taking over. That's a similarity of what Amity Law is based off.
Godzilla
come out the water. You know, the zombie out the Blue Lagoon or some bullshit. They had some blue. Yeah, y'all remember these movies mean a lot too. So they
the sleeve stack. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they do that stuff. Now I got to play this for all Africa. In Africa, the whole country know what I'm talking about. They may play it when you're doing stuff with other countries. They be saying things to you, especially do business. They have a lot of hate for other groups too. See, every group hates somebody. Don't fool yourself. Just because you don't hear the Africans say they love America to death, don't mean they love everybody in Africa. You know, they might hate the tribe that made their ass flee to come here, but just love America because they gave them refugee status or status for being what they were doing. So y'all know this already. I know this is like, you know, sometimes common law and civic law that all the more sciences I used to teach. Civic law was one of the major things you should have learned, but guess what? We didn't. You can learn it now real quickly because civic law will turn uncivil in a little while, and you will learn this real quick. But here's Africa. Who rules Africa? Everybody, the white man. Show you Afrocentrics is totally shouldn't be heard no more. Because Africa ain't controlled by no white people. At least not in looks. They look like the Chinese. Jamaica, Chinese. The Bahamas, Caribbean. I think they was in the Pirates of the Caribbean. They had Chinese pirates, too. Y'all forgot that movie that they had Chinese pirates. So, obviously, just because we say Benjamin Banneker doesn't mean it's one man. Benjamin Banneker means a group. It's a Masonic name. Doesn't even mean he exists. It means that blacks were first to fight. But you took it as a real person. You still believe in Jesus, probably. You have to be one person only.
That's hey, drop bone. That's why I say all blacks wasn't no slaves. You just proved my point right there.
Yeah, I already know. You were on the same page. We ain't debating that. We know they weren't slaves. They was over here telling them what they was going to do. That's what they was doing. Because in order to be killed first, you must be in charge of something to send my ass out. So, guess who's sending
that's
your ass
why, out? That's why I try to tell the family, too, man, during this time, man. Learn how to take your whatever you have, man. Take it out the bank right now because they're going to do a bank run, family. The next time we shut down, I got a grim feeling that the banks are going to do what they call. If you look at your statement, you are now an investor at your bank. You're not an account holder anymore. So, like I said, man, they're going to get ready to do something diabolical right now. I'm telling you, family, take that money and think globally. Take your money and try to diversify into different global assets or global investments. Like, you can go invest in the technology realm through Bitcoin, through, like I was telling the brother last week, any of those cryptocurrencies, and you could take that, flip it, spin it, and get it out the U.S. dollar and go buy you land with it. And go buy land in other countries.
I think that was that program came out with. That was the smart moves all y'all talked about. Of course, whatever you got, diversify the tangibles. That's pretty much the whole conversation in a nutshell without even going through an hour, but we got to make a program, so we have to make it go to an hour. But the thing is, we're not saying you're not. That's perfect. The problem with people is those who are already in the game, they're trying to block you again. See, this is why you got to do it now quickly. If you own properties, they're making it in certain states where these people ain't got to get out your property now. By the CDC, who's not
Thank
even
you.
A governmental agency to be voting on this, told you that they gave you to three the hard way, the neo-Nazis. They told you. They just told you this week we're gonna give them over to the neo Nazis.
You just said it, Dry Bones. Moratorium. You said it's all connected with death. They trying to bring death to you, and that's
so
what the whole real estate thing is about. The real estate market is in a bubble right now, family.
Right.
Just hold on for a little minute. You save you some money. You're gonna be able to get you some cheap property in a minute, family. Just hold on.
And then when you say moratorium, that's the Moors. Isn't the Moors control y'all? That's the Moors word, ain't it? Moratorium. Huh?
Sovereign is all about the sovereign wealth, family. Get ready.
Well, let's go there now. Let's go. Let's go. Because y'all sounding so good out here. Again, all I wanted you to show you is y'all watched the movie in 1974, Three the Hard Way. Y'all seen it. Y'all, I'll name three presidents in each of the hemispheres, both left and right, Haiti being the last in this hemisphere to now be totally under control of inoculation. Look at the nerve, inoculation. Y'all better read what I'm saying, inoculation. Now, under the inoculation, they have a supreme ruling class that they have created. This class was over Planned Parenthood. She's been on everything. Her name is Lorna Wynn. Lorna Wynn, E-W-E-N. She is ruthless and look harmless as a dove. So sweet, so kind, so angelic. Listen to her. She is the one, and this nation is pushing toward the China takeover.
One other thing that we're seeing now, and I think this is a response to the rise of Delta, is more willingness among governmental authorities and others to mandate the vaccine. We saw that yesterday the VA said it's going to require the vaccine for its employees. We saw the mayor of New York, the governor of California. Do you anticipate seeing more in this vein, more requirements?
Yes, and it cannot come soon enough. We have hit a wall when it comes to vaccinations in this country. We're just not going to get even we're close to the vaccine levels that we need in order to prevent another surge of coronavirus and the development of new mutations and new variants over time. Really, what we need to do is to make a decision as a society. I mean, we have laws, for example, against drunk driving. You can drink in your home or in private if you would like. But we have a law saying that if you want to get behind a wheel where you could potentially endanger other people, then that's not allowed. That's against the standards of conduct in our society. I think at some point we need to make a similar decision about the vaccine. You can remain unvaccinated if you so choose. But if you want to be in public and potentially could be infecting others with a dangerous and sometimes fatal disease that's highly transmissible, then there is an obligation of society. I mean, I think you could have an opt-out the way that France, for example, or Italy and other countries are doing, saying that if you want to be in bars, restaurants, movie theaters, et cetera, either be vaccinated or have proof of a recent negative test. I hope that we move in that direction as a country here, because at the end of the day, I don't really understand why people have the choice to be infecting our vulnerable children or immunocompromised people, or even others who have taken the responsible choice to get vaccinated.
This is Lorna Wynn.
Bullshit. Hey, bullshit, I agree. Hey, let's see, they lying again. It's the one that took the shot, the one that spread the shit, man. Everything they say is the opposite, man. Signed, I was talking about a whole bunch of signs that the doctor said. The ones that took the shot is the one that's infecting people with that spread shit, man. So that broad, she don't sound too bright, man.
I mean,
and inoculation comes up to eight.
Yeah.
Factor fission, eight. June 26, 1974, the year the movie came out, eight. Come on, y'all. Connect the dots.
Yep, connect the dots is right. Now, that's why I call it dry bones connection. We got to connect it. Now, let's go with this chick. Now, I know she sounds crazy to us, but she is the number one spokesperson in America. On every show now, her name. Look her up.
So that's
she
yeah,
is
that's
ruthless.
Yeah, some bovine excrement, man.
She is ruthless.
She telling a lie.
She might be. Of course, she telling a lie, but she's on a major syndicate. She even said the Delta. Now, The Delta variant, just so y'all know, this is what it says, coming from the own. It said it's up to 150% more transmissible. Unknown, this is what it says. Unknown if it causes more severe disease. Vaccines are still effective, can infect people who already had COVID, first discovered in India. Now, let's go with the countries. Now, I'm going with the countries. Listen carefully, y'all. I got the list. The countries that first alpha variant came from the UK. That's what they say. That's why they so-called blocked the UK first. Well, UK is really China. If y'all know the connection between China and Britain, it'd be a no-brainer. Second one, Delta, India. Remember, India was going crazy as soon as the Kamala Harris got in? Delta. Then you go to the next one is Beta. They going to say that was discovered. Now, if I'm making this up, that was going to be discovered in South Africa. Gamma. Gamma was first discovered in Brazil. This is what they call. I'm getting off their own report.
Hey, before you go to further, man, look at the common denominator of the people they blaming on. All them dark-skinned people, man.
Well,
not this one.
Eta variant. Which is Alota. That's going to be discovered in New York. Kappa will be discovered again in India. And then the Epsilon, the last one, Epsilon, will be discovered in California. Now, this is coming out their own report. New York.
So that's why they so hard pushing this shit on people in New York and California.
Yeah.
They coming at them hard.
Yeah.
So check this out right here, Drybones and family. Check this out, family. MSN News, Microsoft, powered by Microsoft News 5 days ago. What is the newly found COVID-19 Epsilon variant in Pakistan?
Oh, shit.
They don't found 5 days ago, they found the Epsilon variant in Pakistan.
It sounds so much bullshit, man. This shit don't
even. It really
the
is.
Old
bullshit.
It sure is. Tell them something.
Now, Pakistan, California.
Hey, let's know a little bit of algebra, family. Let's do a little bit of algebra. We know about algebra. You know about doing variables. You know about variables. You take a variable, it's a series of different equations put together, and you just basically doing the median or the mean on them.
So hold on.
Variant.
Let's go with that, what you just said, because what country hate each other the most over that area? India and who?
India and Pakistan.
There you go.
They playing that
Israel
game again.
Pakistan. Israel got one, too, out. It's called the lip something. It's one of the gamma, Greek
Y'all know India and Pakistan, that's East Asia. So you're still dealing with Asia.
Hey, check this out. Delta comes up to 19. COVID comes up to 19. Gamma comes up to 11. Kappa comes up to 11. Epsilon comes up to 6. They throwing the same numbers through these words at us over and over and over again.
And 9-11 is coming up.
Yeah, each one of them is a form of sleep, man. It's a wave. Alpha, beta, delta, epsilon, all is a form of wave with numbers,
now,
man. Yes, but the delta wave go from 0 to 4. Okay, so
people don't know that, man.
Sleep your mind.
Say that again.
Mind.
Sister Celine and Brother West, y'all both said that to me. The girl on TikTok did an excellent job showing you the dates and everything. Let me ask y'all, if it's a wave, y'all been saying this for how long now? This is validates y'all, really. Think about it. How precision the 5G going to be with the wavelengths to be able to come lower onto us other than where the way are now. They're going to be on right at our brain level, this 5G. So
That's why
they want you to take the jab. Because the particles in the lipids got to connect.
Okay.
You think those nanoparticles is not going to your brain? Exactly. That's why they put it in my eyes.
The graphene, whatever it is.
Somebody sent me a graphene.
Tone, man. You got
that's
a musical tone. And you got the D, that's a musical tone. But you want to go to the 5 dimension, man. Don't get stuck in no 5G. You go to the 5D. The fifth dimension, man. The group they told y'all back in the 70s, didn't it? Listen to the fifth dimension, man. This is the R. Dunning on the Age of Aquarius. Hey, they told you, man. Everything is out there open now, man. This shit's a joke, man.
It's a great joke. You better be glad.
Yeah,
you
we be a bamboozled every time.
You better be glad you understand this joke, because everybody else, see, you ain't going to be the one laughing last. That's why I got to do this for y'all. We're going to take a quick 5 minutes. When we come back, you know how it works. At 1 o'clock, the board goes dead. All who left, guess what? You're above Earth. Let me go with this last commercial. Back in the day, she said, when Jupiter is in the seventh house and Mars and I will allow, I said, hey, they knew back, even back then, our parents had songs that kind of told them this type of way was going on. And the knowledge has never been missing. It's just that you might be missing the knowledge. That's the way we look at it. It's there, been there, always will be there, ain't going nowhere. And right now, the age of Aquarius and the age of woman, man, I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be serious. Now, those going on in New York, I just want y'all to know something. The woman who's the prosecutor for all the money trail, she get the money from George Soros. So if she does try to run, New York will have a socialist government, not only in New York City, but in Buffalo, New York as well. all coming up with George Soros money in New York
City. Oh, yeah, we did.
Letitia James, that's her name.
Lakeisha James. Now, she's more violent than Kim Fox. She Cori Bush. Did y'all see the sister Cori Bush? It's an embarrassment that you can go on TV and say I spent $200,000 on security because I got to live to say you dumb niggas. That's basically what she said. That's basically what she said. I got to live longer because I need seven. You ain't heard what, y'all heard what this chick said? This chick, Cori Bush of St. Louis, everybody. St. Louis. My
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
we
heard her.
Said, I got to have $200,000 because I need
so
niggas.
She could do the work. So she can do the work.
Who can do the work? I got a healthy dumb niggas to be killed.
And she got her education from the Lutheran School of Nursing.
The House of the Caduceus. Thank you, Dr. Devil Blair. The House of the Caduceus. Dr. Devil Blair, thank you so much.
Now, you know, once they get the Don out of office, the Kathy Herschel, I hope I'm saying her last name right, is going to take over. And she was born in Buffalo, so I just want to see what the hell she getting ready to do. Because, you know,
yeah.
She's probably that feminine. That feminine grid setup that they setting up.
Now, you said something good. Now, I'm glad you said that. We're going to use that right quick. That was some deep shit. The feminine grid hookup. I think that's pretty much where it's at. They putting people in the right grid system. They putting everybody in on ley lines, female power in St. Louis, New York, Miami.
Right.
We got a female mayor.
But they're not using our energy in the right way. They're using our energy in a negative way to complete
their
agenda.
Right, it's fake energy, feminine energy.
Okay, well then they either got clone women because it can't get no deeper than what they're doing. Now I got to do this for everybody on the line because I know y'all ain't listening along. Some of y'all be first timers. Y'all hanging long tonight. We got a lot of people on the line. See, y'all think we be making it up when we talking about cloning and stuff. And, oh, they crazy. They conspiracy theorists. They don't know what the hell they talking about. Now, I said to myself, wow, you have to explain to people this stuff, even right now. Now, I want everybody to know something.
But that's what I was saying earlier. I stopped explaining them because if they ain't getting it by now,
I
mean,
that's
just me.
It's therapeutic. It's therapeutic. To me.
Yeah, for us.
but think about it. Think you might have to check that phone.
Can I say something?
All y'all on the line. I ain't hear you. Say it again, brother. I can't hear you. Somebody said cloning.
No, I heard it.
Okay. Now the reason why I'm saying cloning. Because Brother West used to say this all the time. Y'all heard it
right.
From different groups. And I hate to have y'all say stuff and then make it sound, oh, they on here just saying crazy stuff. No. What we saying is factual. You just think you catching up. Cloning is the number one. And I heard y'all say it yourself. Melanin is number one. Well, I don't know the experiment, what they use the ratio of melanin in the cloning, but it's got to be used. That's all I can say. Now, this is only going to play two people so y'all can jump in. Cloning is real, everybody. This girl who talking about Laura Lynn, when we don't know if she real or not. We don't know. All we know is that people don't believe this, and we got to give you proof. Michael Jackson even wanted to be cloned.
Washington Journal continues.
Well, we're going to continue our discussion of the concept of human cloning today. Joining us in our studio and testifying on the Hill today is Bridget Boisselier, who is scientific director for a private company called CloneAid. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation.
Sure. Tell us first what CloneAid is and what the company is working on right now.
Okay. So CloneAid is a private company. We founded that 4 years ago, got the funding to really have a lab last August. And so now we have three scientists working almost full-time in a lab here in the United States with the major goal for us to produce a human embryo by human cloning.
Why do you want to do it?
There are several reasons. The first one is that what am I doing myself is just because I think I had to do it. 4 years ago when I heard all the establishment saying this is so bad and all these things, I said I have to do it and show that this is only a baby. A little baby, the belated twin of an individual, and that's it. It's not a monster. It's not all, you know, what we have been hearing, so many bad things about this baby. And so we decided to do that 4 years ago. Now we are on the verge to have his first embryo.
And when do you suspect it will happen?
I don't want to be rushed into saying a date. What I'm saying is that we are in the process of doing it. We will check every possible defect before, so we'll need to make sure that the embryo is completely viable and before doing any implantation. So the soonest we could have an implantation is mid-April. It could be in a year from now because we want to make sure that this baby is completely and perfectly healthy.
As we did yesterday with our segment on human cloning, we'll be taking plenty of calls over these next 40 minutes, and we will leave the phone numbers on the bottom of the screen for Democrats, Republicans, and others. Our guest for this segment is Bridget Boisselier, who is a scientific director for a company called Clonaid, also is a visiting assistant professor of chemistry at Hamilton College up in New York State, and we'll point out that she has a PhD.
Okay, now I'm going to leave it right there now. Cloning, that's old. That's real old. That's real old.
And that was on C-SPAN, man. That's C-SPAN.
That's
C-SPAN.
Real old. That's real old. Very old. You talking about at least 25 years. Yeah. Go.
Go on Prime, and there's a series called Orphan Black. And they're showing how they come up with the cloning with the nanotechnology, in being able to create and know everything about the human body because they've got all the coding. Remember Jim Code, the new Jim Code? They've got your DNA code, and what they're able to do is bot with the nanotechnology, and they're creating women. And the first woman that they used for doing a clone, putting the embryos in, was a black woman. Same thing they did in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, where they put the Department of Energy started the Human Genome Project, and genome spells G-E-N-O-M-E, G, no me. That's elimination of humans.
I want y'all to go and look at that series. That's a series put in a human genome. This guy went around the whole world and went to the all the mitochondrial DNA around the earth. And
let me ask you a question.
You can. That's where CRISPR comes in. We're making the designer babies. So CRISPR is the number one cloning center right now because they're dealing with all kinds of
things.
Right.
But sister,
and what they're doing is taking out
off what the sister's saying. The piggyback off what the sister is saying. What about this hair dry bone? Let me ask you a question. How about, now, remember, when you clone something, it is a clone or it is a duplicate.
Copy
that actual whatever it's been cloned off of. So don't get it twisted. Don't think that this is what they call a cyborg. Now a cyborg or a cyber organism is something with fake flesh on it. So what do they do? Let me ask you a question. What do they do with the aborted fetuses in the world? Because you gotta have actual some type of simulation of flesh. You gotta have simulation of flesh to clone something.
Or they're creating variants.
But what I'm sharing with you is stem cells.
Right there,
the low key
variant.
Hold on.
Go ahead, Brother Kwame. Stem cells. Go ahead. Jump on that.
What he's talking about is what they got. Hillary Clinton busted when she was with Planned Parenthood because they were selling aborted fetuses.
That's
because
right.
What they
Bingo.
Do is they take the stem cells and then they take the DNA from this, and that's how they code. They can take out and say, okay, a woman want to look like a black woman, so they take out her butt gene, her lip gene, and her hip gene and put it into their embryo. And that's how they're able to do this, because this is what this whole deal is with supercomputers. Now they just needed the DNA because they got your whole behavior pattern. All they need now is put your DNA with your behavior, and they got you as a techno being.
Now, Now,
bingo,
now,
bingo.
Hold on.
I want to piggyback off what he said. They could take your DNA. They could take the skin, the actual skin, and replicate it in a printer, a 3D printer now. So that way they can actually make a synthetic person. And they're testing it all kinds of ways. Skin grafting it on the human being or just grafting it, period, with the printer, since they have the technology with the nanotech. And the nanotech can recreate that simulation. Now, if that simulation is recreated, you have to put a system inside of it, meaning some type of brain.
They showed you in Westworld.
So this is exactly what they're doing.
They're doing that over there in
Africa. That's the Arabs got that. They doing that shit. They building the city. That's what I mean.
Yes.
They building the city.
Yes. Hold on. They building the city. You gave me the information. The city. Remember, they made a robot a citizen, and black robot, she was first. They made her. She's saying bad stuff about the world. Then you got the white robot, Sophia. Sophia saying crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. The Arabs made her a citizen before they made their own women citizens. That's something we should have thought about. We didn't think about that. Hey,
it's
we gotta take
it's three valuation.
Hold on.
It's three valuation on the clone, man. One, replicate humans, okay? And the other one, my man said sidebar, that's mixing a human with a computer. And the other one is to turn people with the aborted fetuses, to turn people into cannibals, man.
There
so it's a whole bunch of variation to what they do with them aborted fetuses.
Now, hold on. Let me get, I just want to pay this for those who never listened before, because I know y'all have. For those who never listen, we try to tell you, we're not telling you that you have to believe in these parties, but we're just showing you policies of facts. You haven't seen nobody, at least visibly, but one candidate held a rally. Her name is AOC. She gets all the news coverage because she's a clone and she wanted to make you a cannibal. Just like y'all just
going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutants. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the Green Deal, but it's not enough. Even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies. And this is very serious. Please give a response.
Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. We'll go ahead. Okay. No, we'll go ahead. Thank you. So I think, so one of the things that's very important to us is that we need to treat the climate crisis with the urgency that it does present. Luckily, we have more than a few months. We do need to hit net zero in several years. But I think we all need to understand that there are a lot of solutions that we have and that we can pursue, and that if we act in a positive way, there's space for hope. We are never beyond hope. Okay.
Now, this is AOC in Europe, talking about, you name me what group that you see in any party ever, other than this one, that had somebody come on national television and said, we're going to eat the baby. Now, those of you on the line, you heard it. But those of you listening for the first time, you are listening to a woman that is over everything on television. called the squad. Got two other black women with her. Got a Islamic lady with her. We got a Ethiopian with her. They talk about eating babies at a conference that they at, and that don't jar y'all at all. Let's keep it going.
Jar me, man.
Keep hope alive.
When you buy some food and look at the label, if you see HEK293, that's aborted fetuses, man. And it seemed to me some people in desperation and some of them not. And you could tell what it's all about with this climate control. And they're talking about some too many people on the planet. Who they talking about, y'all? Who they talking about? Too many people on the planet.
Right.
Who they talking about?
That's my point. Now, Wes, if you could see this. Now, come on now. I already told you. I already got bright. If you could see this, that somebody having a... Now, you just said earlier, all y'all, I'm just analyzing all y'all said today. Just don't take much to analyze this. Y'all said that we breathing what? Carbon. Regardless of oxide or dioxide. You breathing carbon from your own emissions from your mask.
Yes,
sir. So what they tell you is you're a carbon polluter.
Yes, sir. That's 666.
Yeah. No.
Too many. What they're saying is too many of y'all dark folks on the planet, man. That's what they're saying, man.
Six neutrons.
Too many of y'all black people.
What? Six electrons.
What's
got
the counter?
Six, but I'm saying, as far as you breathing, you just said, all y'all on here said, the reason why y'all ain't wearing it, because you breathing your own carbon monoxide or your own carbon oxide, whatever you want to call it. But you're breathing out carbon. Now, here's a chick having a meeting, and they're pushing it to the T right now about you breathing, attacks on you breathing. Now, if we can't watch that because we are breathing, regardless of what we believe. Go ahead, jump in.
But what on the planet breathes besides us? Because the trees take in our carbon, and they're destroying the trees. They're destroying the imbalance. The only place that's left is Gabon in Africa right now, and it's the breath of the world because they didn't burst out most of the Amazon.
Don't say that. Why are you gonna say that? Now you gonna curse them? They're gonna be next if you know it's the only ones on the earth that got it. You know the new Monogamy.
That's it.
Yeah, they over
that's
there already.
Word action,
okay,
man.
Let me just go.
Put it out there for man.
Yeah, grab on.
Let me tell you a story.
Let me tell you a story.
I used to work for a company. I worked for them for about 22 years, man. Retired from at an early age, and on this certain company, I used to have a delivery route, and I would go out way out in the counties, the mid counties here in Central Florida, you know the region we're in. And so I would come upon these different experimental ranches. They call them experimental stations. And one of them in particular was funded by the Gators. And I would come out there, and I just never asked, all that time I was coming out there, I never asked the question, why do the cattle have holes on the side of their stomach? And why do they have these little caps on them that with little electronic antennas on them? And so one time I was delivering some bull sperm, so I had to take the bull sperm in. They kept it on dry ice and everything, so you got to be – it's real strict shipping requirements
protocol.
With it.
Yeah, exactly.
Protocol, right. So I asked the scientists. I went in there, so the scientists had to sign for it. And so I said, man, what y'all do out here, man? He said, you see those cows out there? In so many words, he told me they was clones. Now, this was probably in 2012, 2010. And so I asked him, I said, so what y'all do? He said, say for instance, he said, we can digitally engineer the health of those cattle out there from this office right here, from this mainframe. And he say what
that's
we do,
right.
Ranchers pay us. He say ranchers pay us to help them develop basically clone cows. So he say they'll take, because this animal is so healthy the way we feed them and the stuff that we give them, we could take a sick cow, we could take this food out of this animal's stomach and put it into the sick cow, inject it into the sick cow, and it will basically give them that same type of genetic electronic makeup of their, immune system.
Wow, and we eating that shit.
Y'all heard of Beyond Meat, right? Y'all heard of Beyond Meat.
Now, hold on.
Let's say this. This is why I keep telling y'all. Y'all know that's why we. Our people been doing that. That's what the Holy Grail is about. The Holy Grail is DNA transmission from women.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
That's the Holy Grail.
And then my man said, you said something that night nobody caught. It said digitally. So digitally through the damn app, man. Radio Honest, man. I keep telling y'all, they can kill you or make you healthy through the airways. That's what Tess was talking about, man. Radio Honest.
Hey, bro, West, ain't you the one who talk about the 528 and all of that? You say the 528 and
the
433?
Yes, sir. But this technology is deep, man. They could kill you or kill you through the airways, man.
That's why we just
DNA in the computer.
Now, we ought to open up. We ought to think about this. Those of y'all listening, we need to open up new avenues of allowing a new. It's never going to be one economy. It's always going to be either a dark economy or economy, or a bartering economy. In order for us to survive after they do this thing, we will create our own way of living through this, because people are going to be scared. But I told you, he just told you. Y'all just said it. Light has sanitary powers. It can sanitize you. So they knew this. That's why they didn't go with the sanitizing power of ultraviolet light. That's why they hate Florida, because we got ultraviolet light all goddamn day.
Yes, sir. That's why they got the chemtrail. And what,
block the light.
Y'all know how to spot a
spot
clone.
And what does ultraviolet light transform the human body into, especially melanated people? It creates the hormone vitamin D or D in which gives and builds up all of your endocrine system and your immune system. This is why they're trying to put people back in the house to get them out of the sun, because we're in the sun cycle, which is every 11 years, and we're getting ready to go into the maximum. And the maximum is when we get the highest of the ultraviolet rays. And this is what they're trying to interfere with the different frequencies. Because with the super sun that we have right now, with Sirius and our sun coming up at the same time right now today, this is giving us the power if we know how to tap back into ourselves.
Now, hold on.
Y'all know how to spot a clone, man. Y'all know how to spot a clone, right?
Tell them. Don't even guess. Tell them how they're going to spot this.
You look at their eyes, man. Look at their eyes. Okay, if that pupil real black or blue or whatever, and it take up most of the night, 70-80% of the eyes, that's a clone, man. I'm gonna give you a little joke.
Because we look at the pupils. Now, some people take. I hope y'all remember these days. Y'all kind of old. Used to be a thing called microdot. If you take acid, your pupils will be super big. Just remember what I told you. Now let's go here.
Why do you think they have to be wearing the mask? What's the other way of identifying besides fingerprint, facial recognition? What other method of identity do they use?
Yeah, the mask will do it.
Eye retina.
No,
retina scan.
So if you wearing a mask,
they got
a full view of your retinas.
Yeah, that's next, because that's what China doing. Now, let me just say this before we go. Don't go nowhere, because 1 o'clock, I can't use the board. So let me just say this.
Vitamin D comes up to 11.
It says the collapse of the Western financial system, is ultimately the Western civilization, has been the major drive for the forecast of a long confluence of crisis and devastating outcomes. The COVID has proven Western society embracing multiculturalism, extreme liberalism, and unable to deal with the real hardships. The infamous depopulation projection of this group. Now, this is this group. Y'all look it up yourselves. It's DEAGEL.com. They got the map. Set up the forecast for the population of every country in the world for the year 2525. This is what they came up with.
And that's that Deagle.
It says analysis. Yeah, Deagle. There you go. Analysis shows that a drastic reduction in population predicted by Deagle's flaw disproportionately, indeed overwhelmingly, on countries with Christian heritage. That goes to show you that the Roman Catholic Church is coming for all you Anglo-Saxon Protestants. So we told you. We told you. Five.
Man, this stuff's so.
And it says in 22 of the all, five non-Christian countries also were on the list, are coming after the Inquisition. That's why that Latin thing was taken out, the Latin thing that you said, brother. Why do you think the famous Inquisition was the Spanish Inquisition? That's why McAfee died in a Spanish jail cell, supposedly. And a lot of stuff happened.
What's coming up, Dry Bones? What is somebody was saying earlier about Friday the 13th, next Friday. What happened on Friday? How did it get to be a bad luck day? Because the Catholic Church put out the edict to kill all of the Knights Templars and capture them, burn them, and kill them Friday the 13th.
And guess what the name
it's
is?
Bad luck for their ass.
And the
bad
name
luck
is,
for them, not us, man.
Not us. And his name is Jacques Demoulay.
Yeah.
Jacques Demoulay.
Uh-huh.
And then they start kids off in the Demoulays. When you're young, you go to the Boy Scouts, and then you go to the Demoulays.
Demoulay is the boys in Masonic order.
That's right.
And that means dim the light. Dim the light.
Yeah. Yeah.
Demoulay means dim the light. It's a beautiful time to be alive, man. They do, man. It's beautiful, bro. I mean, we can't make this shit up, man. This is a beautiful time, man, to be melanated.
Hold on. Yes, sir. I got a call. 2841. I'm glad you jumped in for 1 o'clock, because after 1 o'clock, I can't bring nobody in. 2841. 2841. You on the air.
Hey, that Dry Bones. This brother D from St. Louis.
Man, St. Louis going off, man. What the hell going on with Corey?
Yeah. Well, you know, Corey, she supposed to be taking a stand for women to get some type of money out this deal. You know what I'm saying? She's on the homeless kick, where she's supposed to be trying to help people with homelessness and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So she got something going on. But I ain't paying no attention to that for real, Job Bones. I'm paying attention. You just said that Demoulay group. That's a group that they talk about in Disney. On the goddamn one of them cartoons they was introducing that to children, the Demoulay.
It goes to children. It's a children auxiliary called the Jacques the Demoulay. Look it up. Go ahead.
That's Disney. Yeah, but that's all I had one to comment on, Drop On. But it's going off in St. Louis though.
Uh-huh. Hello?
He said that's all he wanted to comment about.
Hey, I think they got kicked off. I muted myself, Dry Bones. That's what I mean with that noise. That's why I muted myself.
But getting back to what I was saying to Derek, he right, man. You cannot use your energy arguing with people that's not vibrating on your frequency, because you got to stay up so you can see this shit to get through the matrix, man. So you can control the matrix and don't let the matrix control you. So
that's
why
right,
I'm
well.
Like, but man, I ain't burning my energy up arguing with nobody, man. I got to stay up, man, so I get through this shit.
Yeah, because you got, unfortunately, I mean, now the time to be playing, you got to look out for yourself, you know, and it's like this whole year, this show and other shows, we put out all this information, and guess what? People still taking them shots. It ain't funny, but it's just, it's the reality.
It is funny.
I mean, I didn't show people the COVID-19 book, Klaus Schwab here, printed off the articles, gave them to them, and guess what? Well, I still got to take the shot to protect me. I'm done. I'm done.
Hey,
but you know,
I want to make another comment.
Go ahead, make the comment. I'm going to say something that you all been hearing all your life. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, basically, you know, you got all these nurses, right? At a time when, you know, I guess about 20, 25, 30 years ago, you know, they was letting all our women go to school for nursing to offset the with the schools and stuff. You know, they was offering all that schooling and stuff, right? Because it was a lot of, because it was a lot of, we didn't have a lot of jobs and they was keeping us out of a lot of stuff. And then at that time, like I guess the early 80s, 70s, 80s, they started letting us go to school and stuff real good. And see, now you got those people who never had nothing that got an education now. And if you fucking tell them they got to get out on the streets just because of their job, yeah, right. They gonna take the vaccine because they done live that life because it was a little, you know what I'm getting at. You understand
yes,
what I'm saying?
Yes, dude.
Right. Yeah, I agree. You're right.
So
I agree.
We at that time
I
right now. We at that time, and the people that we dealing with is the people who like fuck it. I done been through the bullshit. I'm taking the vaccine and going by my life, which is, you know, you gotta look at where they coming from. You know what I'm saying? So
can't
argue that. You're right, bro.
Hold on. Brother D, you said it so eloquently. I'm gonna say I agree with them. I don't even argue with them either. I at least let them listen. Now the question I have is if you did your requirements. The fact said to us, now you can't flip-flop now. The fact said to those who say this type of shit, you took the shot, it says you are protected. You can't get it. Now, if you are being told that 1 week, I take the shot and I'm protected, then what you really scared of? So every week, they could come up with something for these people who just want to take the shot, like you just said, to go along with life, to take this job and everything I did to go through all this. But at the same token, when you ask them a simple question, then you know you just got to walk away. When you can't say, well, why are you scared? When you see why you're scared, they'll add up to why you're taking the shot. If you took the shot, we go along with that. According to all of us, y'all, folks, all y'all heard the same shit I heard. Herd immunity. Once we get a bunch of people on this, we don't need it no more. They claim over 50% of the population supposed to be.
That's what they're saying. 50%.
So what you scared of?
But check this out though. I've talked to people in the middle of this thing who got the shot and still wearing the goddamn mask.
And also it might be 50% of people. It might be 50% of the people in the Democrat states who are being mandated and who are fearful of it more than the other places. And so I think that the data is going to show that everybody who died or had the virus are going to be the ones who had the vaccine. Okay? And that's just a fact.
Yeah.
Because if you look at right now,
I've seen the information you said. I do know it got to come. They're not going to tell you this, but there's a bunch of independent people like yourself. That's why I say we should have been an independent party more so than anything. Independently, you're going to do your own research. Because a lot of people are taking their own cell phones and showing it through these entities, and they being knocked off because they're showing that, hey, because you know, you never see the people behind the screen. And you never hear how you burying these people. Remember, Cuomo buried these people that are supposed to be in a mass grave, and nobody said nothing. I hope y'all remember that.
Yeah.
No one said a word. A mass grave? In today's world, you are allowing a mass grave after we heard our people being in Punch Bowl, Mississippi, where they killed a bunch of blacks and just buried them. And we got it all through Florida and Georgia, where they lake up there in Georgia, where they just killed a bunch of people when the water went through them.
Lake Lanier.
I seen them, been on it. I'm like, damn. They said this house is unbelievable. This shit. I said, what? I'm thinking I'm on the ghost island and shit. So all I can say to y'all is, if y'all think these atrocities have never happened, then of course it's going to be hard to reach a person. If a group of blacks, if a group of blacks that are in your house, church, and everything, only know luxury eating, free food, free clothing by you, free everything, of course they ain't going to know shit. But if they have to go in the real world and learn how to get shit, then they got to start thinking. Otherwise, you're going to be in poverty. Now, the question is to everybody.
And I hope they don't ask me for shit because I ain't giving them. That's why I'm glad I live by myself now. You ain't coming up in here. Fuck them. That's how I feel.
They drive home. And
they
give
you some land on the sound like this.
Hey, drive on. Yeah,
they
just some
land
on
the sound.
Hold on.
All right,
I heard Dry Bones.
They didn't just go for the black people. See, all the groups of people took advantage of the school system.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The only difference was that's how they built up that fucking that shit in their head with that school student loan shit. See, black and white people, Mexican, everybody got attached to that shit to their name. So that's why they can't afford to quit their job. They got bills hanging over their head. You know, you got some people
right.
And they pay their bills. I'm talking about they pay their bills.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
and they can do anything to get their bill paid. So it ain't just for just black people.
Now,
if
let me ask you something.
Everybody, it just was.
Brother D, I'm going to say something. So you keep, I'm going to keep you in the loop and everything right. Stay with me. Don't go nowhere. You said pay your bills. Listen to that word, pay your bills. And then we on a credit system, which is bad. Actually, usury in the Bible, that's why I don't stand with these pastors. I'm going to tell you why you got wicked pastors. You got wicked pastors. Anytime a pastor don't tell you that interest is wicked, he with them. That's a fact. Because, see, if
social
I charge
credit scores,
you,
huh?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. If I charge you, the reason why we're going to have a problem in a minute, not only going to be a vaccine war, it's going to be a credit war, too, because, see, some people realize that if you don't take the vaccine and you know they legally that a bunch of us going to sue, they know this already. They know that the dumb people are going to take it. See, they're looking for the dumb to take it without no recourse. See, this, I'm being honest with y'all. See, some of us going to go to court. Whatever money we got to jump in something, there's no way I could take a shot that is illegal under the law. So
that's
if
why
you don't know the law,
that's,
if you don't know the law, it's not my fault, really. It's your fault that you don't know the law, really. It really is. It's just that.
That's deep. Why if you had a job and they tell you to take the shot to keep your job, ask them or your employer, are they willing to be liability for anything happening to you when you take the shot?
Right.
Okay?
Now, that's,
if my
that's
job got to tell me to take the shot, say, are you responsible? If the shot fucked me up and killed me, I want to get paid.
Great
are
point.
You going to be responsible for that bill? That's how you
great
get there.
That's right. Thank you, man. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's a solution. That's your rebuttal. See, that's your rebuttal, right? What he just gave you, but you got to write it legally and not with no slang shit. You got to write it with thou. If thou if get sick, under stature, such and such and such and such, are you responsible for my medical bills? Put them on the spot. They're going to have to respond because you put it in legal deeds that got to be filed and got to be notarized, and then you go easily say, okay, I got it. I ain't going to bother you to the court date. They're going to prolong that shit because they don't want nobody to know about it. So you got to start thinking about all you've been learning all these years to protect thyself because only thy can protect thyself.
And look for the medical and religious waiver. That's how I got out the flu shot at my job because I worked at the VA. It was like, oh, flu shot? Not a problem. Got the medical waiver, had my doctor sign off on it. They couldn't fuck with me.
That's right. Because, see, the Caduceus Law will not go against itself when they know you ain't ignorant.
But
that's why the Bible says, go ahead, I'm going to let you go call me right there. The Bible scripture that all y'all claim, my people perish for lack of knowledge. No shit, Sherlock. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you played the fifth dimensions, and they said that the moon was in the seventh house. The seventh house deals with contracts and marriage.
Mm.
Ooh.
Damn.
Ooh.
Damn. Ooh. Ooh-wee. Go ahead, bro. Keep going.
And our relationships, that's what they're meaning by using the seventh house. And the moon is what? Moon deals with the water, deals with just like you said, commercial law. The moon deals with water and contract. So this is what
and contract law, again, we under contract law for sure, because everything's a contract, no matter what, even being married. Those you talking about, oh, I want to be married. Yeah, you could be married because y'all having good sex and everything, but financially, if y'all stupid, guess what normally happens? You be lost at sea.
You end up like Dr. Dre, got to pay $300,000 a month for alimony? That shit is fucking insane.
Yeah, so he's
She must have some good whopping.
No. Hey, but that's what they say. That's the music they say, and she got a good whop. Hey, let's be honest, y'all. I told you sex sales, and those who make them songs are high Wiccans. You don't want to believe that, but that's on y'all. Just like I told you, if anybody can make these records, it's these women. These records are made to keep everything under order, and they are the record keepers. Of course, all contracts are signed by them to release land back in ancient times. Now, that's a fact. Now, mm-hmm. if they release mm-hmm. the land, if they release
land. Those student loans, you know, they pushed it back a year. Now people got into 2022 to start paying up on the student loans again, you know, which a lot of degrees now are worthless anyway.
Well,
as a matter of fact, it was just an article that came out the other day. I saw they were talking about down there where you at, University of Miami Law School. They said a lot of those students that went down there got them law degrees, and they over $300,000 in debt, and they can't find no fucking job.
Let me tell you something about UM. I love UM, but it's about football. I love UM. And I know quite a few people came out of UM, and we love the Hurricanes and so forth. But let me just say this. Right down the street from where we work at, it's just like this, man. Anything else. These football players and everything made them so rich. College football has now got to give them money now. You know, that's not even fit. My man used to tell me, a good friend of mine has always said this was going to happen, and I kept saying, I don't know. He was absolutely right. I said myself, I see that they ain't going to miss nothing. If you could play Lou Saban $150 or $90 million, you tell me you can't. If you could give all the athletes on your team his salary, he's still rich. So they can get $1 million just to each player. If